are a cynical bastard, you know that?
To reclaim the American dream and reaffirm that fundamental truth that out of many we are one.
You hear that line? Line's for you.
Don't make me laugh.
We're one people.
It's a myth created by Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, now you never go with Jefferson, huh?
My friend, Jefferson's an American saint because he wrote the words, all men are created equal. Words he clearly didn't believe since he allowed his own children to live in slavery. He was a rich wine snob who was sick of paying taxes to the Brits. So yeah, he wrote some lovely words and aroused the rabble, and they went out and died for those words. Well, he sat back and drank his wine and fucked his slave girl. This guy wants to tell me we're living in a community. Don't make me laugh. I'm living in America, and in America, you're on your own. America's not a country. It's just a business. Now fucking pay me.
Special people change. How many lives are living strange? Where were you while we were getting high? Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you while we were getting high? Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova in the sky. Someday you will find me caught beneath the landslide. In a champagne supernova. A champagne supernova in the sky. Dream, she never dies. Wipe that tear away now from your eye. Slowly walking down the hall, faster than a cannonball. Where were you?
Oh my goodness. Oh my God. You know what that means. You know what time of year it is. You know it's about that time. You hear that champagne supernova. You know it's around 9/11. You know it's about that time for the 9/11 boys.
Oh!
But Brian. Now Brian's here. He's one of the 9/11 boys.
Oh yeah.
What happened to the champagne? How can we have a champagne show without champagne?
I was running late and didn't want to stop because I was under the impression I was running super, super late.
Hey, what do we got time for? We're on vacation.
That's right, Brian. Should have thought of that. That was not the impression I got in the group text.
But. Well, that was earlier. That was a while ago.
Well, I would have stopped. And it's funny. I legitimately thought to myself, I should probably stop and get champagne. But I was like, I don't know if we were going to be drinking. I was like,
wait a minute. Do you know that we're on vacation? Vacation is officially begun.
I've been on vacation.
No, you haven't. That was like fake-ass pregame shit.
I'll take that.
Fake-ass pregame shit. You know it's real shit when you're doing the champagne show, which Coronas now are the champagne of beers. I don't care what anyone says.
Yep.
Coronas with lime are now the champagne of beers. What'd it do for the uninitiated? It's the 9/11 boys. What year? Is this year six?
Wait, yeah.
2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 12.
Yeah. 13, that's six. That's six. That's six.
You're six. You're six. So like we're sophomores in college if we started in high school apparently. Or we're on our way to our masters. Wow. We could be on our way to our We could be on our way to our masters, guys.
We could.
If like when we started this thing, we just decided to go to school.
I'd be almost done then. Yeah. That'd be sweet.
We would be so on our way to, but you know what? We are on our way to our masters, huh?
Yeah, our masters in friendship.
Our masters in friendship. Our masters in life.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Our masters in experience.
Yeah.
No one's on their deathbed being like, oh, my masters. Let me tell you about my masters.
Give me my diplomas.
What it do? I am Jim.
I am Jake.
I'm Brian.
And that's the crew.
And that's the crew.
That's
the crew.
You're loving the crew.
And we roll deep. We roll deep.
That's how deep we roll. It started many moons ago when Casey and Green was here, back in the Dizay. Was he only there for one? We were talking about this.
Didn't he go to LA? In LA, yeah. Oh, he did. Did he?
Or was that just when we went to LA?
I think it was him. I think
did you go.
Yeah,
that
I
might
was
have
there.
Been.
Obviously, was it not? Was it not part of a September thing?
Wasn't that just the time we went to L.A., but when we were going to go to Boston in February, but we didn't because Jake lost his job and, like, everyone lost their jobs?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I didn't know if it was separate or different because I know technically I think I missed 1 year, but you guys just went to L.A. that year anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. We didn't just go to L.A.
No, because Casey wasn't there for the second one because the second one was the Always Sunny tour or something, right?
Yeah. That was, I guess, the real one. Maybe that was just going to L.A.
And then we went to L.A. the year after. No, that was, like, part of it.
Because I went when we were to Beverly Hills and you tried to take the bus home.
Oh, maybe that was a different time then, huh?
I think that was...
Was that the same
that
time?
That had to be one of them. But yeah. No, but Casey wasn't there for when you tried to take the bus
home.
No,
I
know.
He
was
only
there
for
one.
The first one.
The first one. I thought he went... No, I swear he went when we went to the comic book store out there.
No, that was the time we stayed with Drew.
Right.
That wasn't an
officially
sanctioned
trip. That was in February.
Okay, but it was a thing.
It's a trip.
Okay. I mean, how irrelevant
is
that?
So it happened, though.
It happened.
Okay, I didn't imagine it.
It definitely happened.
I want to make sure it wasn't fictitious, because sometimes things I do
aren't
real.
Yeah, last week, Buffalo Wild Wings. No, Jeff was there.
Sometimes things I do aren't real, but hey.
Now, for the people keeping track at home, we are going to Nolens, so if you know cool places to go, let us know.
Yeah.
Because we have not really researched this
at all. Yeah, I haven't looked it up at all. I've asked a bunch of people.
And everyone's like, get the crawfish, dude.
Most of the time I'm like already drunk. So it's like, why am I even having a conversation with you? I don't even remember your name.
I do know that we're staying in the French Quarter.
Ugh.
Near a ferry, the Algiers Ferry.
Ugh. It sounds pretty French. Near the ferries.
I don't trust the French either.
Neither do I, and you shouldn't.
I know there'll be a Friday the 13th when we're out there.
Oh, good.
Like I was saying before the show, I want to see some voodoo shit. I want to see some weird voodoo shit. I want to see some jazz players. Mm-hmm. I want to see I want to see some of those weird parade floats or whatever. What do they do? They're not really parade floats, but they're people in parade floats.
From Treme or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. When they're the big dragons.
Yeah, okay.
What? Wait, is that Chinese New Year? Do they do
that
down there too?
It's kind of the same, isn't it? Like, don't they dress up almost like Chinese New Year?
For Friday the 13th?
No, just for Norlands
just
in general.
Oh,
just
they
for
do it all
Street.
The time.
Oh, okay.
Well, because, isn't their culture just a mixture of, Rastafarian and, Chinese and...
Yeah.
I don't know. Poor?
Yeah. Just poor Native American, immigrant Chinese, Rastafarian.
And Lil Wayne.
Because,
Cajun. What is Cajun?
Gambit?
I know Gambit's Cajun.
Yeah.
But
honestly, that's all. Yeah. Cajun? Gambit?
What's
spice? What's great is there's a difference, I think, between Cajun and Creole as far as where
they're
from. Yes,
that's the other one, Creole.
Because I think one of them is from... French Canada, and they just migrated all the way down there to New Orleans for some weird reason.
Jesus.
Because who wants to be in French Canada? Should be in the French Quarter in New Orleans.
But they're poor French Canadians, so
Yeah, French speakers from Acadia.
That's it.
The Cajuns make up a significant portion of southern Louisiana's population.
Good.
They have an enormous impact on the state's culture. This is the Cajuns. Hmm. The origin designation Acadia is credited to who the fuck cares.
We're so cultured. Who the fuck cares about your history?
The British conquest of French Acadia happened in 1710. I'm already.
Yeah, it's pretty boring.
Where the hell is Acadia? Is that in Canada?
Okay, so Creole is just a language, I think.
Well, that was like a cultural
thing,
or is
that a cultural too? Maybe it is.
I know it's a spice that I enjoy.
But also, Cajun's a pretty good spice, right?
Yeah, Cajun's a great spice.
Cajun seasoning's right up there with Creole seasoning.
Well,
yeah.
I guess, okay, Louisiana Creole people. Refers to those whose descendants from the colonial settlers in Louisiana, especially those of French and Spanish descent. The early French settlers to refer to those who were born in the colony as opposed to those born in the old world.
Oh.
All right.
Fair enough.
So it's like just American.
And the oldest Louisiana manuscript to use the word Creole applies the word to a slave.
Nice.
Wow. French Creoles came to be applied to Creoles of European or white ancestry. Or Creoles of color. Ugh. Native American, the Cane River.
Ugh.
What is all this?
Places we won't visit.
But see, there's a difference, and that proves me right.
But where does the voodoo shit come from? Isn't there a voodoo thing?
Yeah, I think
New
that's
Orleans,
just like
voodoo.
It's got to be part of the Cajun cooking culture.
Well, it's an arena football team's the New Orleans Voodoo.
Mm.
So, so yeah. That's one thing.
Where'd all the voodoo come from?
Historic Voodoo Museum. But like, so is voodoo Cajun? Or is voodoo Creole?
Well, it's very witch doctory, right? And witch doctors they're very tribal.
Louisiana voodoo. History of New Orleans voodoo. Mystic voodoo.
Okay.
It's a religion, not a craft.
I feel like it's like a Haitian thing for some weird reason. Like,
yeah.
That's what I was going to, I don't know. It seems like a black thing, right? Voodoo?
Yeah.
Voodoo is like notoriously like a black thing.
The truth is that voodoo is a religion, a philosophy, and a way of life. Okay. There are many varieties of voodoo, as there are of Christianity, and they are all right in their own theory.
What? No, they aren't. None of them are. It's just like Christianity.
So those who debate the facts of voodoo being a cult or religion may need to check that mirror once again and wake up.
This is a Wikipedia.
Oh, yeah.
No. This is Bloody Mary's voodoo tours in New Orleans.
Oh, okay.
No, they're non-biased opinion about voodoo. Okay.
Well, so if the tours are very cheap or free, we may take one.
Yeah.
Yeah, is it like you can go on a tour like in Boston, how they just have the
walking tour?
Yeah, that thing that we did for a minute.
Oh, yeah, we walked the, the red line
like
the
Paul
that goes
Revere's
through.
Thing
yeah.
or some shit.
Traditionally, one say that voodoo is a religion of fertility. So it's like Wiccan. You know how they're like, witches aren't evil. They're all about lesbians.
Isn't that? Because that's the white voodoo is like Wiccans.
Yeah, yeah, Wiccans.
And then voodoo.
We worship the earth and plants.
Yeah.
Voodoo donut. I heard their donuts are no joke, says the chat.
Voodoo donut.
Oh my god, there's some voodoo shit going on in my eye right now.
Voodoo donut is legit. I had one in Portland. It was awesome.
Oh, okay. It's just a brand of donut.
But they don't put like spells in their donuts or whatever?
I'm pretty sure it's based out of Portland. It's like an independent like donut company.
Oh, so it's not like...
So it's not really.
I don't think it has anything to do with New Orleans at all. Although if they do have one, I suggest we go to it because the one I got was delicious.
Well, but that's not very, let's go to their Chili's, too. I mean, it's not really
it's more
native
indie.
To their land.
You should definitely try their Applebee's.
Yeah.
It's more indie.
It's really good.
It's more indie than theirs.
If you've been to the TGI Fridays,
it's not like,
in the French district by
the like
ferry.
It's not like Krispy Kreme.
But if they made a voodoo donut there, I'd assume that all the weird voodoo people would hang out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
and they're like, no, get out of here. This is just a chain.
It'd be dope.
This is not really voodoo.
You know what would be excellent is getting a curse put on us while we're there.
That
if we anger them so much they put a curse on us, I would love that.
Well, like, so can we get like our fortunes read in chicken bones or whatever?
I think so.
Jake would enjoy that though, legitimately. So that would be
so
fun.
Are we gonna be in places where we feel like we're in a third world country?
Or
I would like to
like
avoid
Detroit
those
shit?
Places.
Yeah,
personally.
I don't know if I want to see them. You know,
I don't,
I don't
go on vacation to get depressed.
But
or
I'm just
scared.
Saying, like inadvertently, like, is it going to be all of a sudden they're speaking thick Creole and it's like,
oh, yeah,
blah, 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 blah.
I'm certain at some point we are going to get really drunk
and wander into the wrong side of town.
I feel like I'm going to be like right over here, guys, there's something we got to see.
It's going to be a bunch of dead dogs in water. I'm like, where are we?
And then we're going to be trying to hail a cab, and no one's going to want to pick us up because it's the wrong part of town. And the one guy that picks us up is going to be fucking Haitian, which is the worst, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. When I was in Florida, all the Haitian cab drivers, just weird liars, too. I was like, do you take
what do you mean?
I was like, do you take car credit? Yeah, sure, get in. I'm like, are you sure? Yeah, I take card. I get there. No, cash only. I'm like, well, I got to run in now and go get cab. It was very inconvenient. And it's just weird when you're
but
drunk.
But cab drivers, just to be fair to that Haitian liar, cab drivers notoriously do that.
Yeah.
They do that. We take card and they're like, you don't have cash? And I'm no, I don't.
It's infinitely more entertaining when, like, everyone there that is apparently a cab driver speaks Haitian because, like, you hear the guy.
Oh, yeah, the squawk box?
He's doing the whole Haitian thing, and then the other guy's talking back. It's a weird language.
I think it was just a Wyclef song.
It was probably a Wyclef song. But I like Wyclef songs, so I would have recognized it. Carnival, man.
You don't know his deep cuts.
Don't they have, like, weird Haitian music playing and shit? I'm sure they'd have weird, like, chicken bones and shit hanging from the cab.
I said, listen, you turn that down, cabbie. I'm trying to, unless it's Michelle Branch, I don't want to hear it. I'm trying to have a good time out here.
I mean, I guess there are a lot of Haitians there.
Are there?
That's what, I don't know, Max Murder said it, so I assume it's true.
Yeah, authority.
Sounds about right.
Authority.
So I don't know. It's going to be a journey of discovery.
Yeah.
We're going to a place we've never been before, and we didn't even research at all.
And that's kind of like more legitimately the South than Austin, Texas, which is just like a hot version of Portland.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like
people were good looking there.
I mean, there's not a lot to look into anyways. I mean, we know we're going to be near the standard spots, mm-hmm. like the Mardi Gras spots or whatever. And then from there, it's just like seeing what's up. Like, yo, what's up, dude? Yo, what's up? Hey, man, where you going?
Home.
All right, we're following
coming.
You.
House party? After house party?
Hey, man, we're just some real New Orleans people, man. Some real Topeka people.
I feel like
that plan can't fail, by the way.
I think that'll... I mean, I don't think we'll end up doing that, but, I mean, if we did, it would be like, what's the worst? I mean, the worst, honestly, the worst that would going to happen is that we'd all get murdered.
Yeah, that's the absolute
worst.
Well, I don't know. The absolute worst would probably be raped and tortured and then murdered.
Well, but that's the worst possible. The best possible is we have a great time with some people we don't know very well. We learn a lot about their culture, and then we come home.
We're going to learn so much about the culture, I'm
so
sure.
Much.
I think we might.
That's like when people, like, if someone ran into us and partied with us, we'd teach them all about our dope culture that we have.
You don't understand, Brian. Las Vegas is a melting pot, okay? There's all the cultures. We're going to a place with only one culture.
It's just weird to go to a place that's like a party destination city, like basically like Las Vegas.
Yeah. It's just a different Las Vegas. We're always going to be like, why are all the bathrooms so shitty? It's just going to be us, but a little worse. But, you know, what are you going to do? You got to experience new things, people. If you learned one thing from this podcast, it's that.
Like, I just Googled real quick the, like, for Friday the 13th, and, like, exactly what I described without even knowing anything came up. The Jazz and Blues Voodoo Night.
Perfect.
So it's like exactly what I asked for.
Yeah.
It's going down.
I want it to be scat jazz, though. Just fucking terrible.
Well, because, Jim, and not that your idea is bad, it's a no-brainer. On Friday the 13th, it's a jazz and blues voodoo night. I mean, they didn't even know how that got on the docket. It was just there since the city was formed. And they do it every year.
In the French Quarter, though, I'm sure there's jazz and blues every night, by the way.
Ooh, they got the Mad Monster. Where was it? Mad Monster Party Gras? The Party Gras? That's going on.
The Party Bra?
Party Gras, like Mardi Gras, but Party Gras.
Where's the Party Bra?
It's in New Orleans, Friday the 13th to the 15th.
Oh wow. Good. I was going to say, if it's on the same night, how are we going to enjoy all that blues and jazz and voodoo? Well, we have to go to this Party Gras.
The guy that's the voice of Tales from the Crypt is going to be there.
Ugh. Oh, cool.
What a most.
Can he come with a thing?
Jeremy London from Mallrats is going to be there.
What? Oh. Really? Now, cool. Now. Wow, this is going to be even better.
You know you're successful when your only name like that you can drop is Mallrats. That's it. Like
well, it also says Seventh Heaven. I guess he's on that, too.
Seventh like, what, once?
Bruce Campbell. Peter Chris from Kiss.
And Mallrats.
And Mallrats.
You know who likes Peter Chris?
No one.
Rowdy Roddy Piper. Hot Rod himself's going to be there.
Cool.
This is an eclectic group of people getting together.
But that's
together.
The best thing.
Papa Shango's going to be there.
Don't know
who that is.
The wrestler. The voodoo wrestler.
Oh, well, of course. But he's always there.
That's
where he lives.
The girl from Spy Kids is going to be there.
I thought that was Demi Lovato.
Was she like 12?
It's Alexa Vega.
Oh.
Who else? Kyle Turley, the Saints NFL All-Pro.
Nice.
Where's
nice.
Mike when you need him?
Yeah, yeah. He would know.
Bill Moseley from Devil's Rejects. Ron Perlman, Hellboy himself.
Oh, wow, that's cool.
And, Phil Anselmo, the singer Pantera. That's kind of cool.
Hmm. Ron Perlman, not the dude that made Backstreet Boys and NSYNC?
Nope, the guy from Hellboy and Sons of Anarchy. I don't know what they're at. What are they doing? Like, hey, we're drinking. Come on.
We're here for the voodoo and the blues.
Come on.
Don't care for the jazz.
Come on and hang out. The Fan of a Thousand Faces costume contest.
Ooh.
Evil puppets.
Ooh.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
The premier exhibit of original evil puppets.
Okay, good.
So there's just people there that just make evil puppets.
The really House of Shock see. Horror Show. The Unholy After Party.
Oh, Brian, there's an after party.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's unholy.
None of this sounds like something I'd want to do, by the way.
I want to meet Bruce Campbell, Brian.
I want to meet Rowdy Roddy Piper, Brian.
And Rowdy Roddy Piper.
I'm thinking of Ric Flair now, apparently. Rowdy Roddy Piper's the guy in the kilt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. But he doesn't do woo.
No. All right, well, I mean, he does, you know, he cheers.
He probably yells. He's a wrestler.
So now, what, like, I don't really like seafood.
Cool. Moving on. No, but you're worried about the Cajun delicacies?
Yeah, I mean, it's
so
like.
Chicken for you.
I guess I don't. It's not that I don't like seafood, but I don't like their seafood.
Oh. Have you had it before?
Yeah, really? Yeah. No.
Oh, no. I'm interested in but trying
it
a
looks
catfish
like,
po' boy.
It looks like bugs.
I'm going to eat
They
all
eat
of
the
it.
Bugs of the sea.
The what are they, crayfish?
Yeah, they look like bugs.
Crawfish.
They look like roaches and shit.
Well, you don't have to eat them. You can have a jambalaya or a what?
Gumbo.
Gumbo.
You have a nice gumbo. Yeah, or you can get a po' boy, like he said.
They probably have cornbread.
That's probably big there.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta anticipate chicken food. Just in general, out
just
there.
Get some chicken, but like, would it be some weird like?
Just like Popeye's chicken,
but they were like sacrificial chicken, like.
Well, yeah, you're gonna watch them cut the head off,
and they run around with no head.
Maybe they'll tell our future and then cook it up. Okay. I want to look up things to watch out for in New Orleans.
Things to watch out right, for? Yeah. Is that how you Google
What's
it?
What's their main crime?
Let's see.
Do we want to know this?
Murdering tourists.
I don't. I
no.
mean, let's see.
I don't want to know any of that. Just want to let the cards fall where they may.
Crime rates and statistics.
Is it worse than here? I don't think it's worse than here.
Probably not. At funeral of slain one-year-old.
Hmm.
Mourners remember the happy baby who loved to dance.
Oh, oh my God, thing. This is the worst already.
That's the saddest thing ever.
The happy baby loved to dance.
Let's
hear about adults see. Getting killed. I don't hear about little kids getting killed. We're not little kids.
Crime rates. Crime rates by neighborhood. Safest to not safest. But what are the crimes, though? There are 2,700 violent crimes, 14,000 property crimes.
Good
that's pretty good. That's good odds.
Let's not bring any property with us.
Here's a story of the French Quarter by someone, One Ray. In most cities in the world, there are areas which you're advised not to venture into. Well, I couldn't stress more how far away one should stay from this one. Walking through the French Quarter of New Orleans, my friends and I were disgusted by a variety of sights. First, there are too many rude street people. Then they try to stop you while walking past them. They continue walking beside you, persisting on selling you or getting something from you. Just the same, the merchants are rude when you're in their shops looking at their merchandise. Yet all the shops have the exact same overpriced stuff. Yes,
well, that's like they could be talking about Las Vegas Strip.
Yeah, they're talking about tourist trap.
Yeah,
it's like, duh.
There's definitely a
strong... I don't like to leave my house. I don't like to go anywhere.
Well, remember we read some reviews on the neighborhood we're staying in, which looked pretty nice, and there was one person that's just like, meh. It sounded like he basically just went like, there are black people around.
Kind of, yeah, because it wasn't even a bad thing he had. He was just like, we got there, and they didn't even validate our parking.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the ultimate white guy shit to complain about.
There's definitely a strong stench, but it's not only urine. If you look more closely in the area, if you want to look more closely in this area, you must be on foot. If you're driving, consider this. There's nowhere safe to park. Finding this, we parked far from most of the shops and went on foot. A woman who worked at a tourist info shop gave us directions to meet up with a tour group, and then she charged us $10 for the information.
How do you do that? How do you
say no?
Yeah. The $10 was nothing compared to where she sent us via a map, which she clearly drew the directions.
Why would you listen to her after that?
Yeah.
She did, however, tell us to walk fast and speak to no one.
She sounds like the worst person. I wouldn't listen. That'd be awesome if I gave some advice like that while I lived on or worked on the strip.
Don't try to search the streets for the renowned sights. Oh, the sights were memorable, all right. We saw a man with a needle in his arm. We witnessed a guy lighting up his crack pipe between two utility boxes as we walked past. We were subjected to seeing someone throw up on the side of a vacant building.
Well, that'll happen anywhere.
There are many of them, probably due to Katrina.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, the buildings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was many vagrants.
People throwing up.
On several different streets, we witnessed more bold crack smoking with no regard to who might see.
Bold crack smoking.
A man who was slumped in his parked junky car on the streets, who had two very young children jumping around inside, let me know what he intended sexually to do with me as my boyfriend walked right beside me. Wow. Next, we couldn't help hearing a couple of guys beating upside down buckets, which were placed strategically in the middle of the sidewalk, blocking everyone's way. This is great.
I feel like we're going to have a terrible time based on this lady's
she's just a dyke.
She has a boyfriend. She just said it.
I know. By dyke, you're right. I just meant uptight person. And I used a gay thing. I made it derogatory. You're right. Shouldn't have done that. Okay. This is a group tactic to force people to give them money while several other guys loudly promoted them, harassing unaware people. There are also many prostitutes, panhandlers, drunks, verbal assaults towards bystanders by angry transients, garbage and excrement everywhere. I found out later that I had walked a maggot into the tread of my boot.
What?
I don't know. So, yeah, she stepped on a maggot.
Stomp it all over maggots somewhere?
There's a maggot in my boots.
She had boots on? Then maybe she is a dyke. You might be right.
We unfortunately saw a fight involving an older man and a filthy young guy. My question is, why did we see so many empty cop cars, but we never saw cops? Were they undercover?
Well, not if they're driving around in cop cars, you dumb idiot.
Yeah, it's not very good undercover. Yeah, we could hear sirens, but the cops, while the windows were rolled down all the... What? I don't know what they're talking about. And yet there was no activity going on near the officers' cars. The next day, we went to see the famous St. Louis Cemetery, only to find out they have it locked up all the time. Is this a famous cemetery? I've never heard of the St. Louis Cemetery.
I don't
cemetery.
Know, maybe. I guess because they are known for their haunted shit, so maybe it's a weird haunted cemetery.
Hmm. People speed and drive ruthlessly, with no regards to other people on the road. Even when the cop's there and obviously witnesses the incident, no one gets pulled over. There are drive-through daiquiri stands. Wow, are there really?
Well, that's not bad.
They sell alcoholic drinks in these places. Doesn't seem to matter if there could be a DUI waiting to happen or worse.
So now they're just being sticklers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
These people
buzz
sound
driving
like
ain't drunk driving.
Yeah, these people sound like the fucking worst. Why did they go to New Orleans?
It's literally deemed a tourist trap. That's what she says.
I don't know what the...
The French Quarter specifically. So
that's what she said.
Going,
yeah.
It's like the worst.
It's like the strip.
Does she have like a fucking positive thing to say about anywhere in New
Orleans?
No,
she's saying it's bad.
Oh. We're going to have a terrible
but
time.
But that just sounds like that lady doesn't like to party to me.
Yeah.
She some of these stories are great.
She should have got drunker. She probably had a better time.
It just sounds like where did she think she was going?
Yeah, I don't know. My mother and I visited New Orleans in May. We were walking down Berman Street when a lady started yelling really loudly in my face and reached down and cupped and lifted my breast twice. I kept walking and she proceeded to grab my butt. My mother was behind me and only saw the butt grab, and she says the lady was carrying a tray of shots in her other hand. Ugh. Oh, like no, alcohol. Good,
yeah,
good.
Shots of booze, yeah.
I thought she meant needles.
It sounds like these people thought they were going to Disney, and they're like, people are drunk here. Like, what's going on?
Well, the cop in the field is a little weird.
Yeah, that is a little weird.
I mean, cool you're giving out shots, but
Jake Sprague could just easily be the one yelling in someone's face when he's drunk.
Very true.
I don't know what the time frame of this is, but the crime statistics say there's 200 murders, 163 rapes, 1,000 robberies, and 1,300 assaults. Based on the United States in general, is 14,000 murders, 83,000 rapes, 354,000 robberies, and 751,000 assaults.
So comparatively,
is
not
it
bad.
High?
Yeah. What about us? What about here?
Oh, yeah, good question.
Good question. Let's see. Let's
compare and contrast. I want to read a bunch of shit reviews on Las Vegas now, so that way I feel better about where we're going currently.
This person has a story where she thought they were going to get robbed but didn't, so I don't really think they were going to get robbed.
We're going to get robbed.
Think we're going to get robbed?
Well, I'm not going to have any money on me, so let's go with no.
This guy, his sister got arrested, and then the police hit them with a baton because they were raising their voices. Oh, boy.
Where the fuck? This is house values. I want to see crime. Here we go. Crime rates. We have... Oh, we're lower. Well, murders anyway. We have 33 murders.
Huh. Oh, a lot less murders.
We have more rapes, though. 257 rapes.
Yeah, we do.
Well, it's a sexual town.
1,400 robberies and 2,700 assaults.
How many robberies and assaults do they have?
Let's go back.
1,400 and 2,700 for here?
One second here. New Orleans. They had 1,000 robberies and 1,300 assaults.
So way less.
But more murders, apparently.
Well, I mean, look, let's just not push it. If someone's robbing or assaulting us, let's just not push it to murder. 33 murders, that seems really low.
Okay.
That seems pretty low.
I've murdered at least 20 people.
Let me read this one. When was Katrina, by the way? 2004?
No, because I was out here. So it was like 2005.
Okay. So... we just got back from a week in the French Quarter. It was our first time, and the tip I can give is to take a taxi from the airport. Don't rent a car. Everything's within walking distance or cable car or bus. If you drive in, you'll find a place to park, and you'll deal with high parking prices. Use your good sense. Talk to people. Ask where you're welcome and where you may not be welcome. We didn't have any problems.
Should we be asking? Hey, yeah. We're welcome here.
We're welcome here. Where are we not welcome here?
Where are we going to be where we're not welcome?
Like? It could be like Hawaii, because Hawaii, remember, you know how they have the locals only beaches? Like, no surfing on this beach, bro.
Yeah.
Good thing I'm too seasick to even surf, you silly Samoans.
Samoans.
Do they not live in Hawaii? I feel like there were Samoans in Hawaii.
I feel like if we're doing local jokes, we should at least stick with the Hawaiians.
So what else? What else did
that? Basically, all that one was, I had a great time.
Okay.
My only problem was that I didn't have enough time to take it in. It gets in your blood. I'm going back next year.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Although,
are these all more recently or like?
Yeah. Well, one of them said stay away from kids with sticks because they are likely to start beating you with them. I guess it's a common thing. If a bunch of kids have sticks, don't really go near them because they might start beating
you. Who are these people? I want to be there when they're having these terrible times because that's bizarre.
Like, I don't want to get hurt. I just want to get cursed because I think I would take a curse and I'd fucking glass half full it, you know?
Is that on Virtual Tourist that you're on?
Yes.
Okay, because I just Googled New Orleans kids with sticks. I want to see if there's another article.
I want to see if there's a fucking video.
Ooh, watch out for roving fortune tellers.
Roving ones.
We want fortune tellers, though.
And I want them roving. Although I don't want them to try to grab my tits.
Because we're in the residential part of the French Quarter, across the Mississippi, the mighty Mississippi.
Hmm. This person has a really negative review of New Orleans, but it's in another language, so it just looks like gibberish. Ungazugi blu di artiku fati pasare por represente di voodoo. I think they're saying the place is filled with filled with voodoo.
Oh, man. It's ranked 13 out of 156. Oh, just attractions in New Orleans. So it's ranked high in New Orleans, guys.
What is?
The French Quarter.
Oh.
That's good.
Not even number one? What's number one?
I don't even know. It doesn't even tell you. Attractions. It's probably just broken down in the National World War II Museum.
Oh, man. Did you know it's the murder capital of the world?
Well, I'm from the murder capital, but it can't be because the murder capital where we murder for capital,
according
isn't
to
that Chicago?
Is Chicago. This article, well, this person is saying it's the murder capital of the world.
I don't know. Murder capital of the world. Maybe it's per capita.
Murder capital per
based
capita.
Based on
amount of people,
population. Yeah. Oh, that's a good one, probably. I'm from the murder capital. I love how I was like, wait, well, what does the rap song say? Wait, what does the rap song teach me? Because this one's, that's 2008. It was number three. Because we almost went to Chicago, though. So, you know, we're breaking it down from the different murder capital options that we have. San Pedro Sula is the murder capital of the world. It says CNN. But that's probably based on population for sure. But maybe New Orleans did beat out Chicago.
It's tough to be a tourist city and have tons of murders at the same time. So I just feel like we stay away from those real shitty neighborhoods.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll probably be okay.
I think it's one of those things, though, where, like, if you're on the tourist streets, you're fine. But, like, it's only, like, a block away. Mm-hmm. You're in the worst place.
Well, yeah, it's kind of like fucking... It's
that's true,
to the
like
strip.
Yeah, down the strip.
I'm not going down Sahara like late at night.
Okay, yeah. New Orleans is the murder capital of the United States.
Good.
It's 17th in the world.
Only 17.
What's number one? Mexico City?
Detroit, St. Louis, Baltimore, and Oakland were also US cities to make the list. Yeah, it's San Pedro Sula, which is somewhere in Mexico.
I see.
Where that's the murder capital of the world.
What's number two?
It's the first loser. hold on, but I had a review, a good one. Let me read the negative ones, guys. I've had the most amazing time of my life down here. Embrace a culture that you will not find anywhere else in the world, but be warned, it is hot and humid every day.
Forget it. Let's just not go.
We're celebrating Southern Decadence Weekend, unbeknownst to us. However, there are lots to see and view that weekend. My biggest complaint on Sunday after a foodie tour was that my feet hurt from walking. Ugh. Oh. Luckily, there was a massage place.
No.
Fuck you, piece of shit.
This guy sounds like what we're going to be doing. Foodie tours.
I've developed a penchant for places starting with new. New York, New Zealand, New Orleans. What?
New Mexico.
New Hampshire.
And New Jersey.
I was there for 8 days in March and stayed on St. Charles Avenue. Every morning I would take the St. Charles streetcar to the Canal Street. I hadn't planned to start my days off this way, but such is the allure of the place. I had to head there every day. The music, the architecture, the food, the layout of the area are fantastic. The influences of Caribbean, French, and American culture combine to create a unique and vibrant atmosphere that make you feel glad to be there. Take a trip down the Mississippi River on the Natchez and the Plantation Tour. We're the bad ones now. Let's read a bad one.
The bad ones are the worst.
Let's read a terrible.
My daughter was raped to death.
Yeah, Jesus.
Let me start by saying the food's great.
Horrible place. It's over-commercialized, but not expect so over-the-top full of drunks. That's good for us, though.
Yeah.
Busy and touristy is fine, but this was unpleasant. The best word I can think of to describe the famed Bourbon Street is trashy. I can't speak for the entire French Quarter, having not covered it from beginning to end, but can definitely recommend you not waste time on Bourbon Street. If you want to stay there, by all means, visit once, but suggest waiting until evening when the street is blocked off and you can walk down the middle where the street vendor entertainment was quite frankly not that good. This was actually the second time visiting, thinking my first experience might have been a fluke. This person's an idiot.
Well, I hated it before.
Wanted to check out French Quarter, view the beautiful architecture. Thought twice about visiting. Our first experience was a couple guys doing a drug deal in the middle of the road. They blocked the road, so we had to stop the car. We were there around 1 in the afternoon. First turn onto Bourbon Street, there was a drunk man walking down the road. He kept turning around and spitting at our car. Bourbon Street was horrid. Open bars everywhere. And way too many drunk folks walking around. Is it weird that some of these bad reviews, I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of open bars. Open bars. Yeah, walk around? Great.
The smell was awful. The rest of the French Quarter was just as bad. Ruined our trip to New Orleans by driving through. If you're visiting New Orleans and want to get drunk or buy drugs, and this is the place for you.
Well, definitely going to get drunk. We'll see about the drugs. Yeah. I feel like we'll get drunk enough we won't need to do any drugs.
About the only good thing the French Quarter would be good for. Not a place for families with children.
Yeah, no shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, which, who would think it is?
Or people wanting to enjoy historic areas, avoid if at all possible.
Who are these dorks that are writing these reviews? I need to know who these people are so that way we can judge whether or not their advice is credible.
Most of these people are like not a good choice for families with children. Like, I brought my children. Like, it's just families.
But they want to like do historical shit. Like, I guess I kind of get it, but that's not why I'm going to go to New Orleans ever. Like, I'm not going to Las Vegas to see the old Mormon fort.
New Orleans is exactly what Detroit would be like if it became a tourist hotspot. The smell of urine and vomit permeate the air up and down Bourbon Street and waft along. Many buildings would be closed as decrepit and dangerous, but the quarter claims they had character. The sidewalks are treacherous with slime and missing cobblestones. Add to this fun environment thousands of drunks.
So we can just piss everywhere is what I've gathered from this. Which is fine with me.
Dude, I mean, if we got to just piss when we really needed to piss outside, maybe it's not so bad.
Yeah, you don't have to wait.
It seems pretty awesome so far.
Can't believe the flood didn't wash away a lot of that piss smell.
Or at least
it probably just added to it, though, because now it's just the buildings are all fucking warped and like moldy like and shit. Yeah. So anyways, that's where we'll be going. We'll have a report back.
Yeah. We got to write a review.
Yeah, we'll have to write a review.
We're up to Yelp New Orleans.
We got to let them know.
But, I mean, since we're talking for a little bit, we need to check in on Miley Cyrus.
Oh, okay.
She's got a new video dropped. She got a new track dropped with Wiz Khalifa and Juicy J.
So things are going well.
Things are going great. Things are going fucking kick ass.
She's just getting banged left and right, I'm pretty sure.
Is she just getting banged, Brian? What, by Liam Hemsworth?
Liam's Neesums?
Yeah, Liam Neeson.
Thor's brother? That's her fiance or something.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, but haven't they been estranged, Jim?
That's what they want you to think.
Just trying to sell more albums.
And then there were reports that he was mad at her for her VMA performance.
Why was he mad at her?
Because someone made it up.
It was mad how bad that was. Called her right afterwards. That's really annoying me.
Well, do you want to hear her rap first or see her video where she's naked?
Well, I'd love to hear her rap because I think the naked thing would be a good palate cleanser.
Good palate cleanser.
Can you grab two more of those? You want one, Brian?
Yeah.
I didn't even ask. That size is two more, please.
I feel like the naked thing wouldn't even be that awesome because she's just the fucking worst. Her stupid little boy haircut.
What is happening? Her little boy, dude, I kind of figure out what she looks like in this video.
She looks like Justin Bieber.
She looks like Zach Morris.
Like Zach Morris.
She looks like Zach Morris.
And you wouldn't want to see him naked?
Once you see it, you can't unsee it. But I'll start it.
This is the rap.
This is, we'll have to save her video. That's right. You want to hear the rap first.
Yeah. I just feel like, because then we'll get to see her naked, and then it's like, okay. It's not all bad.
Tiniest time. I'm so fresh, man. Man, y'all scared to do it how I do it.
Oh, it's Mike Willman?
Why is Juicy J a thing right now anyways?
I don't know. Someone was saying he was big.
He's on like every song, you know?
But he sucks.
He does suck.
Was it me and you that were talking about it at work with, like, somebody?
Is this her?
Yeah, I think so.
Is there a music video for the rap?
Not for this one. Hold on, let me take it back. But no, yeah, I think we were talking about it with EG at work because he loves Juicy J.
Yeah, but he was saying how, like, someone was telling me that that's Diddy made him. Was it EG saying that Diddy decided that he wanted him to be big or something weird?
I don't
like
know
that?
If that's true. I just, for whatever reason, they just, he's popping up on people's, he's what 2 Chainz was like a year ago.
Who
was
also garbage.
They're just putting him on songs, putting him on hooks so he can be like, duh, 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 duh.
We were watching the video for him, and I
oh yeah, he's Bands Will Make Her Dance, isn't he?
Yeah, and it's like, but he's like the lightest skin possible you could be, and still drop the N-bomb though.
Oh really? I've never seen him. I just assumed he
was
black as night.
So then, yeah, it wasn't you. I must have been having this conversation with, but yeah,
I assumed he was black as night. But yeah, Mike Will Made It has a Zona album coming out of just him with people on it, apparently.
Sing jeans on his feet like he's getting blown. He's got the jeans on his feet. It's a quick blow job before he's got to get in the car.
I don't even know what this is called. It's called 23. Just gotta check. I back it up, cause I don't give a fuck. If you were lame, that's a shame. You can't hang with us. I'm MC Hammerfly. You can't touch Jay, so fly. I should work it flight. Put on my jammies to dance the whole night away. I'm not in my nature like I'm hip hop parade. My hands in the sky, I wave them from side to side. My feet on the floor. Did you say Wiz Khalifa's on this too?
All the superstars.
Who's telling them that this is a good idea? You like, you know that little crazy white girl, Miley Cyrus?
Miley Cyrus? Yeah.
Don't even know her name.
She wants to be like Molly Curis.
she wants to be on a track with you. She's gonna be hot. And they're like, yeah, that sounds good. That won't ruin my credibility at all.
Well, Jim, I guess email him back and tell him not to release it.
So yeah. She killed it, right?
Yeah, crushed it.
She said the F word.
Yeah, fuck it. I don't care.
How old is
I'm
she?
I'm a thing.
But like, what is she, 20? She just turned 21? Or she's going to turn 21 in November or whatever?
I don't know.
She was all talking about how disrespectful she is standing on the couch. She used the word disrespectful. Disrespectful, standing on the couch.
I'm wondering what the...
My dad would be furious right now.
Like, I don't know why rappers think she's cool. Or is it just the whole, like, if you put her on something, people will talk about your shit.
That's probably a big part of it, but maybe she's like George Bush cool. Like everything she does sucks,
dumb.
But everyone's like, oh, it's pretty cool to hang out with.
Well, but the thing I wanted to wonder before we get into her video, but like we heard her rapping. Now, is she taking like the Creation jobs? Is she taking like the white girl mob shit?
Oh, yeah.
Because Lil Debbie dropped some new shit, but like is Lil Debbie hotter than Miley? Like as far as rapping? Because Lil Debbie kind of goes in on this new shit.
Well, I don't know anything about Lil Debbie, how much she goes in. I feel like every time I've heard her, she hasn't gone in very hard.
I don't know. She kind of goes in on this one, though.
Is there a video for
this?
It's
called Bake a Cake. Yeah, this one has a video. She's atrocious looking now.
Great.
Nick Nicotine. I got that purple. Great. I can bake a cake. I can bake a cake.
Yeah, but listen to her verse, though. It's just the hook. Don't worry. What about her verse, though?
Bitch, I bake it like Hostess. Lil Debbie Ho, you know what the coast is.
What about now?
Good and that grape is strong. My temper short, but my money long. Because I cook it for him quite often. They flipping for it like dolphins.
Is she Creole?
These bitches boring like dolphins. I dead them all in a coffin.
Coffin.
I put them in a box like muffin mix. That Betty Crocker, that other shit. That too hot, you need an oven mitt. That too hot. The oven mix, soda on the counter, add 2 cups of Debbie Downer, and a spoonful of sugar, make the medicine go down. I got that purple, great. I can bake a cake, I can bake a cake.
Now is she saying like she gets so baked that she can bake a cake? Is that what she's trying to get at?
Well, she's got purple, which she can have that purple weed. Can you have gray weed?
Or is she saying grape?
Oh,
or is it maybe Greg? I don't
know.
Oh,
she's got that purple and that weed, sticky. And she's got that grape cigarello.
Or is it grape like drink?
Oh, purple drink, and
it's probably all of it.
She's maybe pretty, all the
she's
above.
Pretty deep.
Maybe she doesn't know about all of it. She just kind of hears buzzwords.
You know who I would rather party with between the two, though? Oh. Little Debbie for sure.
What?
Well, she's got that purple gray.
She's got to be insane.
What? Miley'll stand up on a couch.
Yeah, you're right.
No matter where she is.
She's drinking out of the bottle too, so I'm sure little Debbie has more manners than that. What happened to her face? She's like lost a tooth or something.
No, she's like someone wore her out. I don't know.
She looks like she's on meth.
Does she look bad? I've never really seen her look good.
Or maybe she had work done or something. Like, she looks different.
On some angles, she looks good, but then she looks like she's literally like a meth head. She's like missing. She's got that right here. She's got that like bottom tooth.
She does kind of look like she's had work done. But I don't know her previously.
I thought she
is that Bradley Cooper?
Yeah, Bradley Cooper.
Bradley Cooper smoking hookah near her in this music video.
Simon Rex, I think.
Oh. But you know how cool that
would
be?
Nasty.
Yeah.
Oh, Bradley Cooper was there?
Dude, if Bradley Cooper's there, I'm like, damn, Bradley Cooper, what are you doing? Just smoking hookah at this party while this girl's rapping? Miley's there on top of all the couches.
Just watching her bake a cake, yo. Stopping by the bakery.
Got all the couches piled up. Well, you know the thing with girl rappers, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get them out of here. What are the best girl rappers? Left Eye.
Missy Elliott.
I guess Nicki Minaj.
Nicki.
Missy Elliott.
I guess you got to give it to Missy.
Back in the day, early 2000s. She was a shit. She had all those dope-ass Timberland beats.
What other? Lil Kim? Does she count?
I was going to say that, too.
I don't think
she's good.
Well, what about Queen Latifah?
Yeah, she's great.
She's a better actress.
Better actress than rapper, but still great.
I don't know.
Like Aaliyah doesn't count as a rapper,
no,
right?
She's like R&B.
Does Juicy J go in on this? I mean, does Wiz Khalifa go in on this other track though? I don't know. I think Lil Debbie might be a better rapper.
You're probably right. She's definitely has more swagger.
I was gonna say she's got more swag for sure.
And this is coming from someone who learned that word 4 months ago.
Oh, J's on their feet like Jordan.
Yeah, you didn't hear that.
I didn't know, yeah.
I thought it was jeans on your feet, like you're getting
that
a quick
blowjob.
That would have
been better, actually.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Now, who's better, Wiz Khalifa or Miley Cyrus? I think there's a good argument that it's Miley Cyrus. Pro athlete, I'm not no wannabe. Waitress asked how many bottles, I said 23. How many bottles would you like? 23. Be more realistic.
No, seriously, I don't want 23.
Please, two
plus three.
Two, maybe one more if we're feeling crazy.
Miley, you're embarrassing me. He meant 2 to 3, yeah.
Yeah.
2 to 3?
And then 23 bottles come, and they have the caps off, and he's like, I'm only paying for 3 of these.
I wasn't seriously winning 23.
That's stupid.
I'm at a concert at the House of Blues, all right? This is going to cost me $1,000.
My accountant's going to be furious at me because he has an accountant.
All right, so now we have to see her video, Wrecking Ball.
All right.
She sucks off a sledgehammer.
Don't tell me.
Spoilers.
What is this
about? Don't tell me what she sucks
it's
off.
It's her Wrecking Ball. This is more of like, this is a banger because the album's called Bangers.
It's a song.
But yeah, it's a song. But this is kind of more of a ballad as well. Like, cause you could tell
sucks.
Because look, she's already crying at the beginning of the video.
Oh, well, she's just a girl. Are those her real eye color?
I don't know, but those are real teeth. We clawed, we chained our hearts in vain. We jumped, never asking why. We kissed, I fell under your spell of love. No one could deny. Don't you ever say I just want. So far, so good, right?
Yeah. Oh, what's she doing now? I can live
a lie, running. Look, she's Zach Morris. I will always want you.
I came in like a wrecking ball. Yeah.
What does this sound like? I mean, I know it's
Katy Perry.
I know it's easy that all these songs sound like something, but this sounds specifically, yeah, Katy Perry.
Yeah, it's probably just because Katy Perry has like 50 songs where she does this. Swing your microphone.
It sounds like somebody I used to know. You didn't have to cut me off.
Oh, I can hear that. Yeah.
So she looks, she has kisses it a little. Then she's like, oh, now she's naked.
Daddy must be proud. That wrecking ball's got to be cold. Her vagina's getting really cold on a wrecking ball, right?
People that manage these people are terrible. Like, who is like, this is super artsy? But she's just like, yeah, this is artsy as fuck. I'm swinging on a wrecking ball like an idiot.
I think she knew it wasn't super artsy.
I don't know. I feel like she thinks she's really saying something.
You think?
I guess she wants the metaphor to be obvious. She's definitely trying super, like, her trying really hard continues.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I get it, like, she's younger.
And succeeding really hard continues. First, she did her Jim Carrey impression for 5 years on her Disney talk show or whatever the fuck it was.
Talk show.
Like, yeah, it wasn't a talk show. Can you imagine?
She was sitting down on a couch.
Oh, that's actually an SNL skit now that I think about it, that she has her own talk show.
I do kind of feel like she thinks there's something here. I mean, I guess I give it to her because, yeah, it has 31 million views. It was put up yesterday.
Is that than one of our Halloween specials or less?
It's like the fastest of 15 million or something. I don't know. Some shit.
Well, it's not going to beat that Gangnam Style song.
I mean, I don't know if she knows. It's like that weird thing. Does she know what she's doing in the sense that it's really working or what? But it's working.
I think it's a little of both because she's not sitting there like, oh, then I'm on a wrecking ball naked. Oh, that's stupid, right? Like, she's not doing that.
She's probably so should be, though.
So a little different from our process.
Zach Morris, I'm telling you, I can't unsee it.
I didn't know her teeth were chiclets. Fucking huge white teeth.
Yeah, weird. Those are veneers, right?
They probably are.
What's going on with that?
But then again, I mean, she's like 20, so it's possible she has, you know, nice teeth.
But, I mean, I guess she's always been gummy, right? Like, why are they so big?
I was going to say, I'm not saying that they're, like, super nice. They just look really fake.
Yeah. This is a banger. Can't wait to hear this in the club.
Shit sucks.
They could do a kick-ass dubstep, though.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Came in like a wreck.
Yeah, absolutely. We should probably get in on that right now.
I don't know. It kind of makes me want to, like, really do a lot with my life. So I think it's a pretty good song.
You think it's as good as The Climb?
So is she, like, upset right now that she came in like a wrecking ball, or is she like,
yeah, oh yeah, everyone's like, oh, a wrecking ball just kind of came into my life. That's
just
kind of
came in and rearranged your life a little bit.
But did he come in like a wrecking ball, or did she come in like a wrecking
she
ball?
Said
she
I
says
came in, right?
You came in.
Oh, does she?
You came in, but we don't know if that it could be a lady.
Oh, that's
could
true.
Be someone who's mean to her at work.
Could have been her mom. Mean to her at work, yeah, her job, her 9-to-5.
Yeah, at her office job. Can you imagine if she had to have one? Like, music paid no money.
She just works retail on the weekends.
Miley, when you answer the phone.
Like, she's wrecked. Or she's just talking about, like, she got fucked really hard.
Yeah.
And it was, like, really good.
I hope that's what she's talking about.
It was, like, the best.
I feel like it's a victory on all levels. That's what I feel like.
So, I don't know. That's that new shit. That's that 31 million in a day shit. In a day and a half or whatever.
It just sucks, like, I mean, I know this is not true. I was about to say it sucks because I'm not a chick. Like, I know it doesn't. But at the same time, like, I could get a lot of views by just, like, taking my fucking top off and stuff.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But I have to toil away saying racist things on this podcast.
Well, no, there's this girl. I mean, O&A were playing earlier this week. This girl, Jess Greenberg. And, like, she plays acoustic song. Like, every fucking girl now plays acoustic song covers. And it's she's just some girl with big tits that everyone watches her video. It's not like she's really that great at, like, doing her covers, but everyone watches it because she has big tits.
Well, two, she's got a couple of things going for her. One, big tits. Two, acoustic guitar. Three, she knows how to operate a camera.
Oh, but I wonder, awesome. I wonder if she can do acoustic covers of hip-hop songs, though.
Because I don't think... Jim... No.
You love that, right?
You think she knows deep cuts of Velvet Underground? She's doing acoustic covers of that.
What'd she do?
She did a Highway to Hell.
No one wants it's not to hip-hop, it. Is it?
No one wants to hear acoustic covers of Highway to Hell.
Like, look, this has almost 5 million views. But
oh, you're right. She is really flaunting her tits, isn't she?
Yes.
Ah, she knows. She knows what sells. She's a smart lady in the sense that this is all she knows. I'm a lady with some big tits.
She's pretty,
though. I have nothing
so
else interesting about me.
But the thing is, it's like, I'm not even, like, she's all right, I guess, at her acoustic cover, but it's not really that special.
It's just, I mean, you can't, I don't know, it's one of these things just like, can't fight change. You know, yeah. This is the world we live in, and we will until we die.
Is this her best one?
We want to see what has the most views.
No, I want one that I might like.
Her most song. Views is sucking a lollipop. It's 23 seconds long.
Actually, that one does have the most views.
Did she not do hip hop?
45-year-old men are loving it.
She did.
Did she not have a Rax?
Let me see. She did Call Me Maybe.
Rax on Rax on Rax. I don't want to hear Call Me Maybe. Rax
on. She did Wonderwall.
Oh, there we go.
She did. Maybe she doesn't do hip-hop covers.
Why would she with an acoustic guitar?
Because a lot of bitches do that.
Thing.
Do they?
It's such a thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's huge. Acoustic hip-hop
songs? She does Billie Jean.
I'm not in YouTube very much, I guess. or the internet, either. I want to hear the Wonderwall one. I'm sure that's great. Or Billie Jean. I'm sure also that is great.
Yeah, let me see.
Is she wearing the same shirt in all of them?
Pretty much, yeah. Just different versions of the same shirt.
Yeah.
She does Under the Bridge by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Oh, shit. It really is the same shirt.
Pretty much.
But to be fair, she is pretty good looking, so I guess there you go. There's that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I thought she's using what she's got. I can't, you know, what are you going to do?
I thought she was going to be less attractive in the face.
But it's stupid.
Well,
it's just
dumb.
Yeah, it is, but I mean...
But the thing I don't get, it's just like...
I'm not
If you
talented.
Really want to look for hot girls, it's the internet. You don't have to watch her dumb video.
Well, no, but this is like, now you can be like, oh, she's like, she likes Under the Bridge like me.
Okay, well, Brian, I think that's actually a perfect point.
I mean, you have the internet where you're like, oh, she likes DP, like all the other chicks that I'm into that love DP. But this one is relatable because we've all been at home late at night playing acoustic versions of Red Hot Chili Peppers songs, just getting it out. And she's not doing it for the view. She's doing it for her.
Because it's like, I mean, I would understand if it had, you know, a couple hundred thousand views. But, like, does it really need 7 million views or
God,
whatever? Well, no, this one has 1.1.
Okay. So the other one's got 7?
Yeah, yeah. The other
Highway
one close
to Hell
to
is
seven.
The most popular one.
Well, it's tough because it's not, I'm not, she's not untalented. She's not, she's also not, you know,
she needs to get a
very
mic.
Talented.
But
so.
I'm just saying, like, if she's an ugly girl, no one's watching that video.
Well, yeah, no
oh,
shit,
yeah, yeah.
Which is just, but it's like.
Well,
it's
unless it's Susan Boyle status. You know,
but,
she's
but
like,
no, but
really
Susan
really
Boyle
good.
Had to be, like, extremely, is what I'm saying. Like, Susan Boyle had to be extremely above the bar
yes.
for anyone to give her any attention.
Yeah.
But, like, I just feel like this is kind of. I feel like this is any girl at a party if she could sing, if someone's playing acoustic guitar and they sing.
Absolutely.
You know
yeah.
Mean?
Absolutely.
And we'd all love it.
I'd probably bust my phone out and record it.
Look, Jim, it's hard being stuck in medium looks, medium talent world. Yeah, I would rather be very good looks, low talent world. I'm probably medium looks, low talent already.
The reason my YouTube video channel hasn't blown up is because I'm so I'm mired in mediocrity over here, looks-wise, and talent, I got none.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this other girl did.
Brian really got a bad hand.
Yeah, I didn't even get mediocre talent.
It would be better if Brian was hideously ugly, so at least people would think he has talent.
They'd be like, look at him trying so hard.
No, he's got to be talented. Otherwise, no one would turn a camera on him.
Because Brian, so the hip-hop covers, this other girl did Hate Being Sober by Chief Keef.
Jesus, let me see this girl.
Damn, I hate being sober. I'm a smoker, red or drinker, ditto. I finally water. We can smell sober.
And I don't even feel like this girl's singing well at all. I hate when they do the ooh.
Hey, hey, she's covering Chief Keef, who is also not singing well.
But no, but the thing is, when you cover those songs, you're supposed to be singing. You're supposed to be singing
like
good.
Talking. No, I know what you're saying, but all I'm saying is Chief Keef is also an example of why do we like this person.
I just hate that everyone thinks that if they play acoustic versions of things, it makes it deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that one.
Although the Hey Ya works really well.
It really works.
Because that one went so big, and then maybe we'll go with Umbrella. Actually, let's hear that Hey Ya.
That's this girl's thing. She does the rap song.
She sounds terrible.
Day off, long as my bitches love me. Because it's just so ridiculous. Long as my niggas love me. And if my bitches love me. Well, it's all right if these niggas don't love me.
What song is this?
Good question, alcohol, man. Lil Wayne and Drizzy. But yeah, pussy ass niggas, stop hating.
Stop all you hating ass niggas.
It's just ridiculous because they try to make it all sound so deep. But yeah, the Hey Ya does kind of kill it. But also, you know who's covering it? Fucking dude. An ugly dude, by the way. He has talent.
Let's listen to this one that she does. Ready?
I love bad bitches, that's my fucking pride.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, of course.
What a fucking... I want a gimmick. Give me a gimmick. Someone, give me a fucking gimmick already.
Trust me, if you went into a meeting, they'd be like, what's your gimmick, Jim? Like, we want to market Jim.
I got glasses.
Jim, everyone has glasses now. Have you seen Zoe Deschanel?
Have you walked outside?
Maybe you could do acoustic versions of President Obama's speeches.
Can we hear Kendrick Lamar's verse on this? Because that's like my favorite part. I'm sure she does a great job.
I think she only, it says only ASAP, Rocky, and Drake. I don't think she does that part.
What a dumb bitch.
Cool if she did Kendrick's control verse.
Dislike that.
Wanna murder you niggas. Make sure your core fans never heard of you niggas. It's like, hey, we get it.
Oh, your core fans.
What's her most viewed?
Does she copy them? Does she say niggas when they say niggas?
I think in that Good Kush one, she was saying niggas, yeah.
Okay.
I guess I'll give her that.
I was going to say, I'll give her that. At least she's actually doing it, and she's not doing,
she's not J-Lo.
Oh, all these people. Oh, I don't care about these other people.
It sucks when the terrible rap song is made more terrible by making a terrible acoustic cover.
Well, except for the fact that this song's excellent.
This is losing a lot of its charm right now, though.
Bands make a dance.
It's like she's talking to me.
This is 2 Chainz verse, right?
I'm not even sure. This might just be.
I feel like it is short hair like Nia Long. Something don't need a thumb. Oh, maybe it's Juicy J.
Oh, Jesus. So people are just like, I gotta subscribe. What's the next one she'll do?
They're putting requests in. Don't even worry about that.
I guarantee it. How many views are these? Are these huge too? Or
her biggest one has 1.6 million.
I wonder if you can just Google search "dumb girl does acoustic cover." I'll bet you one of those two come up.
She has 120,000 subscribers.
Dang.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, at least 900,000 some people weren't tricked.
AK on my Mustang, right next to the bubble. I swear with these 50 shots, I shoot out with 5-0.
Who taught these girls how to play guitar?
Yeah,
anyway?
I know.
Who allowed this?
Who gave That's what happens when they teach music in school.
Yeah. Gee, why aren't they playing clarinet or flute?
Who gave them the keys?
What song is this?
This is Rich as Fuck. Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz. I just want to see if she says nigga. We fucked up, we trucked up, no ifs, ands, or but fucks, bitch, niggas go behind back. Well, she said niggas.
I'll give her that, because I feel like if she was censoring that, it would be like, look, just actually do the cover of the song. I hate when guys do covers of girl songs.
Yeah.
And they change it from like, I love him to I love her or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, we get it, John Mayer. You're not gay. We weren't going to think you were gay. It's a cover of a song.
Is John Mayer doing a lot of covers?
Okay.
Look, hey, look, huge John Mayer.
It's an example.
Huge John Mayer fan over here. I thought that maybe I missed out on a really good John Mayer.
It's just
cover.
An example.
Oh, well, damn it. Why aren't any of these
this
chicks covering the songs that I like?
What's he covering?
I know this dude says the N-bomb. Gold on my
chain. Gold
on my gold on my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, little nigger. Come on.
That sounds way worse. That sounds way worse. For no fuck niggers. What the fuck?
He's dropping
that's really hard.
He's dropping hard R's, and it sounds so racist.
It really sounds racist.
Doesn't it just sound like this is just a country, like, racist song? It doesn't even sound like it's a rap song.
Oh, man, do it again.
Is he wearing a cowboy hat?
You just keep
video?
It playing. They say it a lot in that song.
Hipster bitches that shop at Lennox got dark skin, light skin, Asians and white women. Hot beats, we know about you. Don't buy shoes unless they're popping for the hoes. My nigger, that's pussy popping in Magic City. Got strong, my nigger. Come match that shit.
Does
with
he not know?
Beads.
Have you even heard the song?
I think they know what they're doing. I don't know, but I think they do.
Man.
Then don't pass that shit to this one for my niggers. Bitches about that money.
I can't believe he's doing this.
I love Cheshire Bridge, them bad hoes and uncles. I don't fuck with no shit.
Yeah, my
don't
creative decision was to change nigga to nigger.
This one's for them colleges, them bad hoes and Spelman. Shout out to them freshmen on Instagram, straight flexing. Cause I pop the mile and I'm sweating. Pop the mile and I'm sweating. Mom always told me, said, boy, count your blessings. In God I trust, so I kept counting them Franklins. I'm too fly, you know this. Let me give your ass a checklist. One gold watch, two gold chains, six gold rings, it's nothing, goddamn. G Jordans and high socks, no shirt on, I'm stunning. This song's for them fuck niggers who were hating on you this summer. Fuck em. Talk shit behind your back, but won't say shit in public. Fuck em. Gold all of my chain. Gold all of my rings. Got gold all of my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, little nigger. Come on, don't
God damn.
Don't believe me, just watch. Got gold all in my chain.
What's the number one comment?
Good question. Let me see. This needs more views.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
From
actually,
black people.
No, top comments. It's just a damn song. If he was really racist, okay, that's something. But he's just singing a fucking song. Get out of here. I would buy this song instead as my ringtone, and I live in the South.
The little part makes it sound really terrible.
Yeah, but also, like, this is what I'm talking about. Don't, you know, say what they say in the cover song. Don't change it. Can't change nigga to nigger. It's really bad.
Especially not when you add a country-ass accent like that. You white guy, dude.
At least you could say, look, I'm just doing the song. And then it's like, yeah. But then when you're like, and don't they don't say lil nigga. They say nigga, nigga.
Yeah,
nigga.
Like a million times.
Nigga, nigga, nigga. They don't believe
so
you.
So he just changed that to little nigger.
Yeah.
I mean, he's really making some bad choices.
So much worse than just saying what he says.
Oh, yeah.
Exactly.
What did he say? Gold on my chain, gold on my watch. Don't believe me, just... Well, no, he does say little nigga.
Oh, does he? I thought he said, don't believe me, just watch, nigga, nigga, nigga. Don't believe me, just watch.
I guess
watch.
Let's hear it. Let's make sure.
I always thought it was that.
I think one point he might say little nigga.
Oh, maybe he does.
Maybe one time, but I don't know if he says it every time.
No, I
hard
think the
R.
guy might have it. He might have it. He might have just, you know, taken the power back.
The power.
Yeah. Well, you know the whites have been trying to take the power back for that word for a long time.
Ever since they lost it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit sound
yeah.
like 007 and 64. Yeah. Shit. Yeah. 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 Jane, gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch, nigga.
What a good song, though.
What a song I would love to cover acoustically.
Gold all in my chain. Gold all in my ring. Gold all in my watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
But could it be argued that he's pointing out the absurdity of how many times they say nigga in that song?
Nope.
I think it could.
I think it could be argued.
I would like to make that argument.
Yes. Say it'd be a really
a room
interesting
full of black people. Listen! He's just saying. Nah, well, I mean, that's the dicey area you get in when you're covering hip-hop as a white southern man. You know? It's a fool's errand. You gotta at least be a lady. Because then they'll be like, she doesn't know what she's doing.
Yeah. Plus then they'll be like, she hot. She liked my song, though.
Well, and that guy's video had like 15,000 hits.
Mm-hmm.
The hot girl videos had like millions.
Yeah.
And to be fair, if we are talking quality, they were of equal quality.
I would agree with that.
Which is medium quality.
Yeah, I'd agree with that.
But he's not a hot... Was he a hot guy?
No.
No, he was just
bandana.
Some southern
I mean,
bandana.
Maybe if he was a hot guy, that would help.
Like a cattle rustler.
Playing with his shirt off, and you can see like he has that... defined line between his pecs that I'll never have. One of those.
What you mean, like the naked cowboy in Times Square?
Yeah.
Was that guy?
Yeah. People would like him.
Maybe.
Well, a hot guy will. It look. It helps.
He'll maybe hit 100,000.
Yeah, it's not gonna help.
I'm
much
not
as
saying
a hot
he's
chick.
Not gonna beat chicks.
Yeah, yeah, no way.
Because for some reason, while porn, porn is readily available. Yet still, we're gonna look at a video with some chick in it singing. I don't even know why. I don't know.
I don't get it. I don't get it.
Variety.
I guess it's just always nice to have a little sex in there somewhere.
I guess. What about Susan Boyle?
I mean, if she was sexy, it'd be nice too. It'd be like a sexy opera lady.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. They're usually fat trolls. Oh, here comes Susan Boyle.
Fat trolls.
Fat trolls.
Not even just normal fat.
Fat. She's a fat troll.
What else is popping? What's popping, yo?
What's popping tonight?
What's fucking popping?
Acoustic versions of rap.
Actually, I want to do this news story real quick.
Waste of time.
This guy, they're trying to give him 15 years for like, come on now. What do you do?
I can't wait to be multiple rapists.
He didn't really do much. I would just say he's looking out for his own best interests.
Okay. Well, you can't give someone 15 years for that.
That's what I said.
That's capitalism.
He's just looking out for his own best interests. Like, he's looking out for his own. Mm-hmm. And I mean, should he be punished? Yeah. But 15 years, I think, is a much.
What do you think? Slap on the wrist?
Yeah, maybe like some community service or something.
Okay.
And like probation for, you know, even I'll give him probation for a few years.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. So if he does something else, then we can take him in.
Can you tell me what it meant to your sister?
John Andrew Weldon walked out of court Monday after pleading guilty to charges stemming from tricking his pregnant ex-girlfriend Remy Lee into taking an abortion pill that caused her miscarriage. Lee is...
Oh. That's pretty foul. Classic tale. Tale as old as time. Look, we've all thought about it.
Tricking someone?
I just tell them.
Yeah, well, they go into the story, though, too. Like, he really went out of his way. Like, I think his dad was a pharmacist, so that helped a lot.
Oh, no. This is a prenatal vitamin. Yeah.
Why does he have to go out of his
way? Nothing is ever going to bring back what was taken from her, no matter what the result, whether this would...
Of course, that's the fucking bitch's lawyer.
Oh, I thought it was him.
Trying to build sympathy.
Can you imagine if that was him? Nothing will ever take it back, no matter what I've done or what's happened.
I made damn sure that nothing will ever make that happen.
Have gone to trial or not.
The bizarre story unfolded earlier this year. Lee was elated to be pregnant, but says Weldon, the father, begged her not to have the baby. Then, in an elaborate plan, Weldon convinced Lee she'd been diagnosed with a bacterial infection by his father, an obstetrician, and that he had prescribed her the antibiotic, amoxicillin. In reality, Weldon stole his father's prescription pad to obtain Cytotec, the abortion pill, and disguised it as the antibiotic, even forging a phony label. Lee was baffled and devastated.
I can't believe that someone did something so malicious to me.
Originally charged with first-degree murder, Weldon faced a possible life sentence. But as part of a deal, he pleaded guilty to lesser charges.
Now, why won't they say how pregnant she was?
Could have been pretty early, you're thinking?
I think it would have to have been for that to work.
Right?
Yeah.
What if it was all a coincidence? What if it didn't work?
I mean, I'm not... You see why he wanted to do this, right?
Yeah.
Like, this woman is crazy.
Yes. Like, yeah.
She's crazy. I mean, clearly. That much we know. He didn't want to have a baby. She said, fuck you, I'm having it regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, what he did was awful, but I'm just saying, you kind of get what's going on behind the scenes here, right?
He's pretty fucking diabolical, though. That's going way out of your way to have that happen.
I'll give you that. He's diabolical.
Like, there's no other way to describe it.
He's diabolical. She's crazy. They're a bad mix. Or can you imagine the child?
Yeah. Or are they a perfect mix?
They're probably a perfect couple.
Be the next Kusei Hussein.
If they put their heads together, they could, like, take on, you know, Spider-Man or something like that.
Product tampering and conspiracy to commit fraud.
Obviously, it's tragic all around from every angle.
For him and, I think and that's for recognized. Her.
Weldon could serve up to 15 years in prison, but Lee says there will never be justice for the man who caused her to lose her child.
Well, to be fair, it was also his child.
Yeah, well, that's not... Unfortunately, it's never his child.
It was his.
That's the world we live in.
They should have said their child.
They should have, but they don't.
That would have been the proper way to say that. Their child.
He could probably sue the news station.
it's only his in reference to, like, paying money. Like, it's yours. You have to pay her money all the time forever now. Good luck.
Yeah, it's just that tough situation. I mean, it's the woman's choice. We gave them the right to choose. I don't know. We started giving them all these rights.
Yeah.
And they got the right to choose, which is a rough one. And now the guy has no say in it. So you can't kill it. You know, you just got to pay for it for the rest of your life.
You definitely can't sneak up on it and kill it like that.
One of the main World Star comments is, dude was like, child support? Not today.
Let me hatch a plan.
World Star comments are like a cesspool.
Yeah. Y'all bitches are really standing for this motherfucker, huh? Y'all ain't not 1 ounce of shit. The beehive ain't got nothing on y'all. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, it's talking about the Wu-Tang, I think.
I don't even know. It's Baltimore, the beehive.
Where was this? Yeah, where did it happen?
Not
the South, because if it was the South, he would be dead.
No, I think this was in, like, Florida or something.
Really?
It's always
in Florida.
Of course
it's in Florida.
Let me double check, but I'm almost positive it's in Florida.
Oh, it feels so wrong if that's true.
Just going to cut that dick off, let it float into the ocean with all those other... nonsense places. Cuba.
Caribbean. Let's see. Yeah, Tampa, Florida.
Wow.
Of course.
Dude, oh, the Bucks? They're always in fucking... Oh, yeah, Bucks.
Guy, why is Mike Buck, not
yeah,
here?
Yeah, Buck country, man.
Buck country.
He's like, no, with the Bucks this season, I ain't worrying about no baby.
I got season tickets.
Can't really deal with this, with this baby, with how good the Bucks look like they might do this season.
I mean, it actually happened back in May, so you know he was thinking about Bucks season.
Yeah, he was thinking about what's going on with the Bucks.
Dude, Florida is terrible. I don't
Florida
get why.
Florida is so fucked up.
So terrible.
I've been there a couple of times. I never enjoyed it.
I mean, I always, as a kid, I always just thought of Florida as Disney World. I thought like all of Florida was Disney World. And then you grow up and you realize the harsh reality that it's just Disney World surrounded by like hell.
So now this might not be a solution, mm-hmm. but here's a solution to the man doesn't want the baby, woman wants the baby. And refuses to, you know, have an abortion. Okay? So I respect that it's a woman's right to choose. Now, the man has to go down to the courthouse and get a document that says he doesn't want the baby. And the woman is refusing mutual abortion.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah.
And then he doesn't have to take care of the baby. Now, the woman has made her choice. She gets to have the baby that she wants. And he doesn't.
That's, I mean... I know people would say that's crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but...
but it is, but it almost isn't.
It's all so crazy it might work.
But the thing is, it almost isn't crazy.
If that worked, there would be so many deadbeat dads out there.
But
you have to do it before it's born.
It's stopping deadbeat dads.
That's the hard part. You have to do it before the third trimester, whenever abortions are illegal.
I would do it the first day.
Then if you do it the first day... Hey, you got a man with foresight.
Yeah,
but you also give up all your rights as a father.
That's all right.
That's also you give up your rights as a father. Mm-hmm. He becomes an athlete. You don't get any money, even if he tries to give it to you.
Yeah, no.
The state takes it and gives it to some socialist program.
The state gives it to a bum.
Yeah,
I would hope
seriously they give it
to
a group of hobos
in front of you,
and you can't get it from them, or those hobos go to jail. There's a lot of things going on with this
law. I just
law.
Have to watch them squander it as they fight over it and rip it into shreds.
Some of these comments, too. Guilty? Niggas should be given an award. He's genius.
Well,
and then one of the replies is, he deserves a Nobel Peace Prize and a winning lotto ticket. should be given a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. And, damn, just that one idea got him 15 years.
just that one idea.
That guy actually sounds like legitimately sad that one idea.
One idea. Man, life is crazy when you think about it in the terms of ideas.
That he then went ahead and executed and murdered.
This other dude says, I'll take 15 years over child support. It's shorter.
Well, that's a man who's been in and out of the prison system. Ain't no thing. He's probably on World Star right now from prison.
Plus, while he's in the pen, he can save his money versus giving it away for 18. So, yeah.
Condom and pull out. Fuck you mean. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, guys who don't pull out, guys, what the fuck is wrong with you? I mean, Jesus Christ, here, people.
This dude's a damn homeboy. It wasn't this serious. Could have just left her ass. That dude's got kids. That dude's got kids out there.
Yeah. Could have just moved to another state.
Just leave her ass.
You know, though, I will say the child support that comes out of people's checks is brutal.
Oof.
I mean, it's brutal. Some of the guys at my work, man, holy shit. Their checks are decimated.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, don't tell my dad that. He just got paid under the table. She probably poked holes in dude's rubber.
What if that happened?
I don't know.
What case could be made that he didn't want the baby? He was having protected sex. She poked holes in the condom.
Yeah.
So he poked holes in her uterus? Does that make sense?
I guess. Because
you need a better lawyer than me.
This other dude right after it, if that's the case, they need to start locking these scandalous hoes up that be poking holes in rubbers. That can't really be a huge thing, right?
I don't know.
I guess
be crazy, man.
I guess first rule is don't trust a hose rubber. Bring your own.
Yeah,
you always bring your own.
What about the hose at the factory?
At the factory?
Can you imagine? This goes all the way up to the factory.
The hose at the rubber factory, poking holes in them for other hose.
She's like, got your back. Doop. Just one little one every time.
I mean, she wanted the kid and he didn't. So in this case, she should have left him alone, raised that child on her own. But she's probably pressing the dude. So he went to plan C.
Plan C, using plan B. Zing-za-zing-za-zing-za-zing.
Oh, then a racist guy steps in. Funny shit, you monkeys are protecting this dude for being a coward, not wanting the kid. Isn't that the same shit you monkeys cry about?
Oh, boy.
Your black-ass dad's not being there. Black people are fucking stupid. LMAO.
Get back to writing your acoustic hip-hop songs.
Isn't it weird to think that racist used LMAO in smiley faces?
Yeah. It's so weird.
Fucking niggers. cat smiley.
Winky face.
Cat smiley. Yeah,
cat smiley. It's that weird. They still... It's weird. People who are scumbags and shitty... They still do a lot of other things that are normal, you
yeah.
know?
Yeah, it's
like
weird.
They're like, ah, these goddamn Spicks, I hate them so much. Oh, new Breaking Bad! Yeah, yes! Exactly. New Breaking Bad! It's like, ah, well, exactly. How do you like the same things I do, racist weirdo?
Yeah, where's
that? Where's that line? Where's the line that you cross?
Dude, there isn't. Yeah. Pedophiles watch The Office. We've talked about it, man.
Oh, man, I just really want to touch little kids. Oh, Whoppers are 99 cents.
Dude, what? Two for one Whopper Day? Yeah. Hashtag yeah. Outside of a middle school trying to figure out how to rape a child.
Yeah. Two kids' meals for a price of one? Hashtag I'm loving it.
Oh, man. It's so weird. It's because you just want to believe that they're just evil and all they think about is touching kids. Like they don't watch TV or buy DVDs or whatever. You don't want to think they do anything that you do.
Yeah.
Oh, you like Netflix documentaries? Yes.
You like Netflix Instant?
That's amazing. Yeah.
What's on your queue? 30 Rock as well? Can you imagine if they like the same humor you do?
Oh,
in a room
no.
laughing with them?
Because then you start wondering. You wonder about yourself.
You're like, what's with all the kiddie porn I have? But for me, it's just a fascination, really. No. I'm not like this man. Ugh. Well, I don't know. I feel like my law, while extreme, you know, I mean, we need to open up a line of dialogue in this country.
Dude, this commenter's just like you.
Oh, really?
If a man says he doesn't want a baby and the woman has it, she should take full responsibility as a single mom.
Only if he gets the necessary court documents.
Yes.
And they're presented to her. You have to go through the legal process. I don't want this just to be hearsay.
What if she raped him or lied and said she didn't have babies? Two words, women's supremacy.
Well, we don't have to worry about that.
Feminism is taking over, my niggas. It actually irks me that this bitch looks all proud and shit.
She looks devastated. But you know, I mean, everyone's been with a crazy person.
There is a story on here well, I'll play it real quick. Because, bitches can rape, apparently.
Connection with the sexual assault of a man on the near north side back in July. Sierra Ross was arrested Tuesday and charged with aggravated criminal sexual assault and armed robbery. Ross and another woman first offered the 33-year-old man a ride. Police say that Ross then pulled out a gun and forced him to have sex with her friend. The woman took his money, his credit cards, and an iPhone. The man managed to get away when he saw a cab come down the street.
Like, what does that mean?
What does that mean
when he saw a cab?
Yeah. Now I can leave. What a confusing experience for that guy. He's like, I'm having sex, but all my stuff's getting stolen right now.
Yeah, like, I don't get it. Like, what's happening?
Does it have a picture of this woman?
Yeah. She just looks like a scary black lady. She's probably not that scary.
Connection with the sexual assault of a man. Sierra Ross. She was arrested.
33-year-old man. Supposedly the guy was naked. He had to run to the taxi.
Look, I'm not a bold man, but I really feel like if it's two women and only one of them has a gun, I'd try to wrestle the gun away.
I mean,
I'd grab the gun and try to aim it at her friend and then pull the gun forward so the trigger would shoot. She'd kill her friend, be upset by it. Then I'd try to whip the gun back into her hand and have her shoot herself.
That's exactly how that would work.
But it's also the argument, can a man be raped?
Yeah.
You got a fear boner.
Anally.
Yeah, that's, well, yeah, but I mean, not anally.
Mouth-wise?
Oh, yeah. Good point. Good point.
I mean, you know.
Jake's thought of many a way to rape a man.
Someone could beat you up and then tape your hands together, and then they could fuck your hands.
Yeah.
So there's that, too.
But, I mean, is there plausible deniability if you get hard?
Yeah, I mean, but, I mean, that's just a positive thing. There's no way this guy's going to have, like, ED or
that,
something.
Is that, like, the woman's version of, like, you know, did you see what she was wearing?
Oh, right. Did you see how hard his dick was?
Yeah, his dick was hard. How could I rape him?
I guess when you're caught up in the moment, you just go with it. Right? I mean,
just that sweet puss.
Well, it is that kind of thing of like.
Well, I don't want this, but I'm getting sweet puss.
It's just offered up to me right here.
I mean, when you're watching porn you don't like, but you're already in it,
yeah.
And you don't like want to leave, and you're like, yeah, you don't want to leave the porn. Yeah, you try to find other porn.
Yeah, leave the webpage.
Yeah, you don't want to leave it.
You don't want to click something else.
No, look, you're already in the middle of it. You're not just going to abandon it, Brian.
You're right.
All right?
You're right.
So. I don't know. Maybe that's what it is.
Well, Kungpar says women get wet when they get raped. Is that true?
I'm sure.
I'm sure, but like every time?
Every time? It happens multiple times.
I don't know. Sure. How does he know that?
I don't know.
He watches
Is there a study on that?
He watches Law & Order SVU. I'm certain that I've heard that a couple of times.
Oh, really?
There. Oh, yeah.
She's silhouette. Well, they all get wet.
Well,
this
that's
is
like
Law & Order SVU. No, because it's like part of them being like therapist to them and stuff. Because they're at the end like,
well, that's like
don't be ashamed. Like that just happens.
I've definitely seen that with like kids.
They
that get
all get wet. The fuck? I don't make it up.
Fucking shit show, sis.
Look at us
on fucking television all the time.
Well, like I mean, I've seen that on shows where they have like a kid that gets molested, where they're like. You know, we know it kind of felt good, but it wasn't like that's why you're all weirded out.
Oh, right, right. Like good touch, bad touch.
I feel like I'm going to get arrested for Googling this.
I was just thinking your Google search is terrible right now.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad.
What did you type in out of curiosity?
Women
keyword.
Get wet when raped?
Oh, boy.
if ever there's a question if Jim's ever raped a woman and they come and search your computer,
kids, it's yeah, it's gonna be what's gonna pull up is Scampoli v Nevada.
Well, the bodybuilding forum.
Oh, this is a perfect place to know. Yeah,
the thread is: do girls enjoy the sex while being raped? I mean, I know psychologically she hates it. I don't mean to offend anyone on the forums. I'm just wondering. Sex is physical, though. Even though she hates it, physically she's overwhelmed by sexual pleasure from the orgasms.
From all the orgasms? The rape orgasms?
This is like a troll post.
So, in fact, is rape really that bad since the girl gets pleasure from it, too?
What?
It's got to be, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a troll.
Rape is still bad, though, and I hate rapists. I'm just saying.
I'm just saying, like...
all the orgasms.
If everybody's having a good time, why am I going to jail for 9 months?
And then, yeah, the person's like, are you retarded?
Yeah,
you retarded? Good, we talk about bodybuilding here.
That's a valid question.
Let's see. Yeah, this person's got to be trolling.
Yeah, I mean, that's such a ridiculous thing to say.
All the orgasms?
Well, but then someone else came and was like, I always wondered if they get wet.
And then, always wondered, like, forever, like, ever since he's been having sex?
Who this, even wonders that?
I never thought about it.
Brian wouldn't have known if it wasn't for Law & Order SVU.
Yeah. And the internet.
I mean, could anyone seriously answer this? I've always wondered this, too. I mean, could you shut the fuck up? I always wondered this. No rapist.
No rapist.
Not a rapist, but I've wondered how wet women get when they're raped. Look, I'm a normal guy. Just like anyone else.
Hashtag no rapist.
What goes through my mind? Same thing that goes through your mind. What happens when women are raped? Do they like it? I bet they do.
Is it possible they get some enjoyment out of it? Look, I don't want it to be all bad for them is what I'm saying. I'm trying to look at the brighter side of rape.
All right, forget it. Let me go back to running the state.
Let me see. What were the other ones here? Rape can produce orgasm. Ian can feel good. Many child abusers use that excuse. The victim of abuse has severe psychological trauma.
Mm-hmm.
I hated it, but why did it feel good? Blah, blah, blah. There's only one way to find out. Do it.
Who said that?
What?
Just some random person.
Is this still the fucking bodybuilding forum?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for much longer.
They usually orgasm from rape. Every woman has a rape fantasy. Then someone says they fantasize about being ravaged by an attractive dominant alpha male, not a loser beta sociopath.
These dudes would
this dude's like a real alpha male, like, you know they don't.
These dudes would know though, because they're on a bodybuilding website, probably looking pretty buff.
I don't think every woman has a rape fantasy. I know that some women do have that, but I mean, no.
I feel like this guy that said it probably has done his research on it, though, to be fair.
If she gets wet, she's enjoying it, says one guy.
I can tell you from my girlfriend, that is not true.
blah, blah, blah. I think them getting wet might be a reaction from their body.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. This sounds like a dick's ridiculous. In him, and their body's like, oh, a dick's in me? I didn't even expect this. Well, I guess I better figure it out. Oh, it's 10 more?
I believe there's a study shown that women, in fact, tend to orgasm when being raped. At least that's what I read.
What study?
I don't know.
It's a John Hopkins study that you never looked at.
My thesis. Yes.
Yahoo Answers. Why do women really orgasm during rape?
Do they?
I've read a number of articles written by PhDs, firsthand accounts of women who've been raped.
Can you link one of them at least in this ridiculous question?
They all seem to state that women who achieve orgasm during rape do so because A, their body's reaction to fear is so intense that it escalates their orgasm.
That makes
B,
some sense.
The rapist is either because of his being in a secure environment where he has the time.
Wait, what? Oh, this is about how the rapist orgasms?
No, it's how he's able to make her orgasm because he has the time to, or because he's able to last. He can make the female orgasm because the act lasts long to cause the female's body to exhibit the natural physiological response to the stimulation of female erogenous zones.
Wouldn't
I find this to be a bit hard to believe, seeing as almost all of the women whose rapist was able to continue the act for an extended period of time was able to make the woman achieve orgasm. This is no different than a woman who can't have an orgasm during sex with her partner. A longer sexual session heightens the possibility of the female achieving orgasm. If you take into the statistics of women who have had a rape that's lasted a lengthy amount of time, those women's rate of orgasm would be very high than if you lumped all rape occurrences together where the rapist lasted only a short amount of time. This person's very concerned about it.
This is the most times I've heard the word rape and wet just chilling here with you guys in like a 10-minute span.
I only bring this up because I've never met a woman who hasn't had a rape fantasy. And I understand that there are those who feel there's a difference between fantasy and reality.
But I don't.
Here's a source I found on the fly.
On the fly.
On the fly. It's from some cool guy's blog.
I have an MA and I'm working towards a PhD at the moment. I'm not simply
throwing
out wild opinions with no basis in reality here. My mother was raped, as was my youngest sister. What the fuck? I empathize with rape victims. I do not, however, look beyond rational thought beyond by certain evidence that proves that women, on some level, inherently desire the type of attention from the male population. For every caveman, there's also a cave woman. By the way, if you're looking for recent academic study on the subject, you'll have to get it off Google and Yahoo and put those academic databases or all paying your respective universities so much money to good use. Whatever.
Can you imagine the situation where it's like the police station? They're like, here is a blanket, cup of coffee. You know, just tell us what happened. And of course, did you come? Okay, you don't have to say. How long was it and did you come? Those are the first two rape questions.
I'm sure that's the order.
Best answer chosen by votes. This is a topic I've discussed a great deal in the past with counselors, rape victims, and here on Yahoo Answers.
Why?
I don't know. I've read a great deal on rape, and I'd seen the article you cited in the past while researching the topic, too. The reason I invested so much time in it, because I was raped.
So there you go. Well, that makes a little more sense. I thought I was just one of these guys who, like, think about rape all the time.
It's usually thought of as not being PC or polite when people start getting very defensive about it. Well, exploring and trying to find out the truth is not helped by closing one's eyes. The answer to the question is why do females orgasm during sexual assault or rape is that all of the various explanations have some validity, but none of them tell the entire story. They're not, first of all, orgasms are not frequent in rape.
That's a big thing. Wouldn't it be most likely that a woman has an orgasm during a rape because it's her body's way of making her not experience it? It's like the reason you get adrenaline when you go into a fight. It's so you don't feel pain. So maybe they have an orgasm during rape, so the body's like making them not endure something as horrible, basically. Right?
I assume so. Well, they do say that they say it could be close to 1 in 5. What you mentioned about long stimulation of the erogenous zone could be correct. 20% of women like me have a highly sensitive G spot and achieve orgasm during intercourse very frequently and fairly easily. It could also be a physiological and adrenaline response referred to. Whether a woman can really have an orgasm unless at some point she wants the orgasm to take place in some part of her mind. The woman cannot have an orgasm unless she concentrates on it a bit. If this is true because of the biological heritage, like what you're saying, Jake, it's like a protection.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, when you die, your brain does crazy things, so you think you're, in like a fantasy land and stuff. The body does that. I didn't describe it well, but your brain does things when you die, and that's why people have near-death experiences.
So I guess a guy can be raped, even if his dick gets hard.
Yeah, because your body's just like, look, we need to get hard right now.
Is that the question we're getting to the bottom to?
Yeah.
Yeah, at the end of the day, that is what we're trying to figure out.
Oh.
I just want to see if there's anything else in this bodybuilding forum.
Well, you should ask all your life's questions. What is it, bodybuilding.com?
Now this forum, it's like it's like 4chan basically, like
for bodybuilders.
It's
the 24-hour fitness forums.
I guess
curves.com.
I guess coming does not mean it's not a rape,
right?
And hard dicks don't mean it's not a rape.
That's right.
Wet pussy doesn't mean it's not a rape.
Mm-hmm.
This is a dark, dark little sketchier thing.
Is it dark?
Every show, Brian. If no one's going to get to the bottom of it, besides us and the people on the bodybuilding forums, we have to do this.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
And then we're going to get murdered in New
Orleans.
Yeah, we're going to
get murdered in New Orleans. Last known footage, they were discussing a way for men to not take care of their children. And how women come during rapes. Yeah, so they will not be missed.
Exactly. Yeah, I was gonna say.
The New Orleans voodoo has claimed another 3 horrible souls.
Yeah, in reality, we did you a solid, world.
And I guess the last thing before we finish up, you see Eminem being a weirdo on, Brian, you watch college football, don't you?
I read something about Eminem being a weirdo during a college football thing on a forum, but I didn't see it.
And I don't know if he's just purposely being a weirdo to get attention or if, people are saying he's on drugs again or who the fuck knows. It is weird that his hair's dyed again.
He's going yellow again.
It's blonde again for some reason. It's kind of like, well, dude, aren't you kind of old now?
I'm probably going to dye my hair blonde pretty soon here.
Aren't you kind of old now?
I don't know. Is he being
not Eminem old.
Was helping produce that with your...
He's, just staring right now.
Yeah, sorry. Black TV. Black TV freaks me out a little bit. Yes, I'm sorry. What was the question?
That was Mr. Rubin, one of the all-time greats.
Yeah, producer.
How long does it take you to shoot a video like that? How many takes and how many hours?
It's usually a 2-day process. Sometimes you can go to 3. It's a lot of takes. It's a lot of sitting around waiting. But it's cool. I mean, if the video comes out, then I guess it's worth it.
You want to take it to break?
Yeah, let's take, you got to be in shape too. But stay right here with us.
So far, they're just, there's bullshit. Nothing crazy. He was just making weird looks with his face at first.
He was making pretty weird looks, and he's kind of... But that wasn't the weird thing?
No, I think he gets... I didn't really see all of it. I think they keep trying to, get away from him, and he keeps talking.
It's a pleasure to have you.
Absolutely. It's a pleasure to be here, and it's an honor to be able to be here. So,
So you have a single album's coming out in November. What are you most excited about with this new album?
Nothing. Well, it'll be out November 5th. I'll probably be most excited to just be done with it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean it's called the Marshall Mathers LP 2, and it's kind of a revisit to the first Marshall Mathers LP, and that's pretty much all I can probably say about it. But
You know, it sucks. So fuck it.
Some of my friends in Montana wanted me to ask you, will the Lions cover 4.5 tomorrow against Minnesota?
Will the Lions cover 4.5?
Yeah.
I'm not sure, man. I don't ever make a prediction on the Lions because I don't ever want to jinx it. But I'm such a diehard Lions fan. Like,
all right. So far, I guess they're just asking him stupid questions.
He is being pretty weird, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm just getting the vibe he just doesn't want to be there. And they're like, you got to promote your album, man.
Yeah.
And he's just like, I don't want to.
Yeah, he definitely doesn't seem into it, but also it's like probably not helping. I think that's Kirk Herbstreit on the left there, just keeps laughing at him all the time for like no apparent reason.
Well, like, I mean, it is kind of shitty when you're promoting your new album and they're like, well, you know, what's the coolest thing about the new album? Like, what are you excited about it? Oh, I'm excited to be done with it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's coming out.
It'll be nice that it's over.
He looks like Jonah Hill with the weird facial expressions he's making the whole time.
Who, Eminem?
Yeah.
To the core. So, yes, there will.
That's all you say. Leave it at that.
Yeah. And you're like trying to get back to the game, but he like keeps talking.
Here's the kickoff question. Stick right here with us now. It's going to be a Wolverines ball. They've got the lead out to the 25-yard line. So, Marshall, again, it was a pleasure having you with us here. Absolutely, and Rick, just like you know, they have fantasy football or whatever. I got you on my fantasy announcer team. It would be you, and then of course the late great Pat Summerall, and John Madden, and Al Michaels. If you guys would get together and just
all right, now I don't know what he's doing.
Maybe he's
Does
trying
he think he's
to
being funny.
I don't know. Maybe he's just trying to be sort of normal, but he doesn't know really how to be normal.
Alright.
Does that? I don't know. Yeah. That's probably not it.
Game, Kirk, you're great too.
Appreciate
Much respect. But,
not quite to that status yet. I get it.
Right. But you being a legend.
Like they're trying to go back to the game.
If you got with Al Michaels, man, and John Madden, and just
going and going.
Lions game, the Super Bowl probably would be great.
We don't.
This year.
That,
but, man, that would be like a dream come true for me, man. You are a legend, my friend. Thank you.
You're the legend, my friend. 13 Grammys, first rap song to win an Academy Award, an original score. You sold 100 million records.
Although whoever this old guy is, he's not good at wrapping it up. I think he really enjoyed that he got complimented.
Yeah.
So he's like, I'll compliment you, too.
I think I'm a legend. You're the goddamn
You're
legend.
You're a legend.
What? You, my friend, are the legend. No doubt about that.
I'm really uncomfortable right now.
Marshall, take care, my friend.
Absolutely.
We look forward to seeing that video next week.
Thank you.
And if we could continue to discuss what I want to do with announcers. No, you can just go.
Also, other announcers that were great. You are cool. This dude. I mean, I guess we could play his new song. Like, what is... Jake, what was your final tally on? I know when you first heard it, you had Jeff yelling in your ear how terrible it was.
Yeah, Jeff was doing a lot of, okay, here we go. But, yeah, it does not sound too good.
It's kind of like, I kind of like it at first. I liked like the old school vibe to it, and then it's just a lot of weird sounds and old references. Like, I think there's a K-Fed reference dropped on it.
Yeah.
Let's take it back to straight hip-hop and start it from scratch. I'm about to bloody just back up, everybody get back. That's why my pin needs a pad, cause my rhyme's on a red tag. It's like I did with a Dixon, I'm about to pick it dick. Like a magician, critics I turn up pick it dick. Got them still on the fence, sweated up pick it dick. But quick to get impaled when I tell them pick it dick. So sick, I'm looking pale, well that's my pick it dick. About to go ahead, now bitch, shout out to pick it dick. Let's bring it back to that vintage Slim bitch. The order MC in mixed with Da Vinci and MC Ren. And I don't mean been public enemy since you thought P.E. was chin bitch.
Take your shoes off, let your head out.
All night long.
Pull your beard out, just weird out.
All night long. Rock this house until we knock it down. So turn the volume.
It's It's kind of like he mixes all the different M&Ms on this song.
Yeah.
Like he's got like the old M&M, and then he's got this M&M, and then he has like the angry yelling M&M at some point.
I will say, I mean, I feel like the hook or whatever is probably the best part of it, even though it's not great. But it, I don't know, it sounds good, even though it's not, I don't know if that makes sense.
Now he's doing this part. Mother's a chess game, checkmate, but girl, your body's banging, jump me in, dang, bang, bang. Yes, sir, Bob, I was thinking the same thing, so come get on this kid's rock, Bob with the bob. Is it weird that he just doesn't sound like a good rapper for some reason anymore?
In this song, yeah.
Yeah. He was like the best rapper, and now he doesn't sound like a good rapper at all.
I don't know, all of his Slim Shady, like this is him being Slim Shady, right?
Or whatever I guess. It is.
Yeah, all of his Slim Shady stuff was always kind of, yeah, you know. He was just making Christina Aguilera jokes so he could sell albums, I think.
Now, is he burying himself by calling this album the Marshall Mathers LP 2?
I don't know. Maybe in the way that like the internet would think he is. Maybe no one actually cares.
Not even that. I just mean in the way of like, you know, say you take whatever great artist and one of their best albums, and then they're like, oh, you know that best album I made 20 years ago? This is part two.
Yeah.
And it sucks dick.
Yeah, you know? Like, I don't know. I feel like I get why he's doing it. Gets a lot of attention. Yeah. But then it's like, it better be fucking awesome then.
Yeah.
It better be awesome.
Maybe this is like his fun banger, and the rest of them are all going to be a lot more serious.
Well, it's true. Yeah, he did do that in his other albums, which is true.
But not on the Marshall Mathers LP, though. He didn't do it on that
Didn't he have I'm Slim Shady or something?
Was that on
Shady,
that album?
The other Slim Shadys? Yeah, that was on that
Was
one.
It?
Because it went, what, My Name Is? It was one like that.
Yeah.
Because My Name Is was on the whatever. The
Slim
M&M
Shady.
Or,
oh, yeah, was it Eminem?
No, you're right. Slim Shady.
It was on the Slim Shady, yeah. But I thought the Marshall Mathers LP didn't have any of that.
No, it definitely had one of them. I forget exactly which one.
The song that you're thinking of, I thought, was on the next album that I didn't like.
It could have been. Oh, I liked Eminem's show.
I didn't.
Hold on. Marshall Mathers LP. What's the track list on it? Like K-Fed and Let Yourself Go. Remember when K-Fed got fat 10 years ago?
Yeah. Go. Good reference.
No, yeah, Real Slim Shady was on Marshall Mathers LP.
Oh, was it? Yeah. All right, so yeah, maybe it's that then. Maybe that's his thing.
He does it every time, but this, I don't know. I'd still like to hear his new album. I do like Eminem. But, yeah, this is not a great song.
I'd
this
like
is
to hear
not
it
the
too.
Return of Limp Bizkit.
But it's just, it's the whole thing of, like, I didn't really love his last album. I didn't hate it either. Mm-hmm. But if that last album was called Marshall Mathers LP, I'd probably hate it.
Yeah, I think people would really not like it.
So I just mean, like, he could be setting himself up, like, for failure.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Because I can't tell. Is he trying to prove to himself, like, no, I'm still hungry. I still want to go out there and do it. Because, I mean, when you're 40 now and you're rich, like, mm-hmm. you're not going to want to rap the same. Unless you're Jay-Z. Even he's subpar. I don't know. I hope it's good. I like Eminem. I mean, I don't like his. I don't like new Eminem that does either like the accent where it's like, and then Slim Shady.
I feel like he kind of kicked that.
Well, he
shit.
Did it on. Well, I mean, but his last two albums, he had the accent album.
Yeah,
and then he has angry Eminem. That's like has a hook. It's like, get a girl to sing a hook, and then he'll come in.
Oh, yeah.
And then he'll say something like, he pretends that. And then airplanes or whatever the fuck, or the way you lie or whatever.
Right.
And then, like, every song he had was like, I'm angry, and I'm Eminem, and blah, blah, blah. And then a hook.
Yeah.
And then Eminem comes back. So, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't really like him after the Marshall Mathers LP anyway, so.
I liked Eminem's show because that had, like, it had that song with Nate Dogg.
Oh,
had Soldier.
Eminem show had the what is it? Not Relapse. Fuck. What's the name of that Nate Dogg song?
Oh, let me look it up. Brian, let's prove Brian wrong.
That's a great song.
Maybe, but I didn't like the whole album. I didn't really like. I didn't even bother listening to it. He had, I think he had like one.
Yes.
He had like one single that came out before this, I thought, and I was just like, fuck this.
Well, I think this had Cleaned Up My Closet.
Yeah, I didn't like that song.
I like that song. I think I like every song on this album.
Oh, wow. I think it's a good album.
I feel like you might be a little...
This one had his single off this was the... This looks like a
job for me, so everybody just follow me.
It feels a little empty without me, yeah. Which I don't think it's terrible either.
It's pretty shitty. I think that and Superman, I feel like, are the two songs that I didn't really love.
Wait, was Superman on here too? I can't be... I like that song too. I can't be your Superman.
But that video was the first one that came out, the Without Me one, and it was a fucking joke video. And right after he did the whole Eminem, like Marshall Mathers LP, he was like, fuck this guy.
But he does it every time. We're looking, he literally does it every album.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, but...
Except for that last album, he had that, like, that,
Oh, yeah. Well, that was him, like, coming out and being like, look, I'm not a joke.
I'll say that this song is good off of this album.
Yeah, it's a great song.
You didn't like, My Dad's Gone Crazy? I like that song.
I
didn't
feel like
Soldier, Brian?
No, I didn't. That was the one where it's like, go vote. George Bush sucks.
Not really.
Wait, what am I
thinking? Thinking of Toy Soldiers.
Yes, that's fine.
That was on the album after this, I think. This had Sing for the Moment. Maybe you're thinking of that one.
I also did not like that one.
I like that song.
I like that song.
I like every song in this album.
Yeah, I really like this album.
Jim's like, let me reemphasize.
His first three albums, I like it, like every song on all those.
No, the first two for sure, and then I didn't like it. I also might have stopped liking rap as much, too, around the same time.
Because what did Marshall Mathers LP have?
Everything.
It had Kill You, right?
Yeah, it had everything.
Kill You!
It had Stan.
Dude, every song on that album was legit.
It had The Way I Am.
Yeah.
It had Drug Ballad. Amityville. Bitch Please. It had Kim on it. Hey, Criminal. Yeah, it has all great songs.
Yeah, seriously. There's not a song on that one that I didn't like. And yeah, I think all of them were at one point like a single.
It's weird when you listen to these albums now, because at the time when they came out, I never, like, I know that I always read the articles about how he said faggot so much, but I never noticed it.
Oh, yeah.
But now, like, with the way the world's different, and you're like, wow, he does say faggot a lot.
Really, he's saying faggot, like, every 5 seconds.
And whatever.
Yeah.
Sit back, I like this album.
I feel like I said that I like this album. I said every song was good.
Oh man, is Eminem gonna be the soundtrack of our vacation?
Might be the new one.
That'd be really weird.
Going berserk in New Orleans with Jim and them.
Just three white dudes listening to like a 10-year-old Eminem album.
Yeah, getting robbed. And murdered.
We're probably gonna get robbed and murdered then. Going ham on this song. Nah, we're just gonna play fucking covers of Gold All in My Chain by that idiot.
Yeah, that'd be good. Cause I'm sure there's a lot of black people around us. Well, I don't know. I guess that's a show.
Yeah, are we gonna ride out to this one?
I wanna ride out to
Oh, of course.
I wanna ride out to Criminal. I like this track.
Yeah, everyone does.
All old Eminem, but that Encore album sucked.
I don't even remember listening to Encore. What was on
Let me check real quick, because I think there was a song about taking a shit.
Taking a shit.
Sounds like a D12 song more than an Eminem song.
Let's see, because I think I have Encore on here.
D12 had like two
Evil Deeds was on there.
I like that first D12 album.
Toy Soldiers was on this one.
Yeah.
There's a song called Big Weenie. I don't even know what that is.
It's about Big Weenies.
Oh no, he's doing his Rasta voice.
When he's recording this, how does he feel?
Yeah, he was really falling off. You're a meanie.
Listen, I need you to focus. I need you to go dig deep in your mind. This is important. We
you're going to perform experiments of a sort. I'm going to have to ask you to bear with me. Mockingbird, I kind of remember that. Wasn't that a song?
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, yeah.
I know sometimes.
Sometimes what?
Makes sense to you right now.
Yeah. The song's called Puke.
You puking.
This album's fucking trash.
Yeah, it doesn't sound
right. This trash. Every time I think of you, I it was Encore Disc 2.
Two discs. Oh, yeah. What was this?
Oh, this was the single, wasn't it? Just Lose It?
Yeah, Just Lose It.
Yeah.
Ha, ha, ha.
Shady's back.
Shady's back.
This song's actually not bad compared to the rest of the album.
Yeah, it's been the best one. Pajama time. Come here, little kitties, on my lap. Guess who's back with a brand new rap? And I don't mean rap as in a new case of child molestation accusation. Hey, you know what would be good on this song, Em? I'm all ears. What if I went? That's just a metaphor. I'm just psycho. I go a little bit crazy sometimes. I get a little bit out of control with my rhymes. Good God, dip, do a little slide. Bend down, touch your toes, and just glide at the center of the dance floor. Like TP for my bunghole. And it's cool if you let one go. Nobody's gonna. All right.
We get it.
A lot of people ask me.
All right, well. We're stupid off, people. Questions. Tomorrow, anyways. A lot of people going to Nollins. 9/11, boys. What I talk about on the record. I don't know. Anything else?
Hopefully, we don't die.
Yeah. Hey, ain't gonna die.
I think we're good.
We're gonna make some of the best friends in our whole life.
That's hopefully, right. Hopefully, yeah. No one tries to piss on us.
Yep, no one's gonna piss on us.
You don't know. We could have a really good time. Someone might want to piss on us.
Could be both. Could be a great experience. Then I'll kill
you. Keep an eye on the Twitters. Keep an eye on the whatevers and the shit.
Mm-hmm.
The buzz. It's the whatever. And the chicks are great.
Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. Well, I don't know. I'm Jim and we're the 9/11 boys.
And goodbye.
Woo. My words are like a dagger with a jagged edge. It'll stab you in the head, whether you're a fag or less. Is that a homosex, a math, or a trans or vest? Pants or dress? Hate fags? The answer's yes. Homophobic? Nah, you're just heterophobic. Staring in my jeans, watching my genitals bulging. That's my motherfucking balls, you better let go of them. They belong in my scrotum, you'll never get hold of them. Hey, it's me, Versace. Whoops, somebody shot me. And I was just checking the mail. Get it? Checking the mail? How many records you expecting to sell after your second LP sends you directly to jail? Come on, relax, guy. Right, Ken? Give me an amen. Amen. Please, Lord, this boy needs Jesus. Heal his child, help us destroy these demons. Oh, please send me a brand new car with a prostitute while my wife's sick in the hospital. Preacher, preacher, fifth grade teacher. You can't reach me, my mom can't either. You can't teach me a goddamn thing, cause I watch TV and Comcast cable. And you ain't able to stop these thoughts. You can't stop me from topping these charts. From dropping each march with a brand new CD for these fucking retards. Ooh. And to think, it's just little old me. Mr. Don't give a fuck, still won't leave. I'm a criminal. Cause every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. I don't gotta say a word, I just flip in the bird and keep moving. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a criminal. Cause every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a criminal. But I don't gotta say a word, I just flip in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. The mother did drugs, hard liquor, cigarettes, and speed. The baby came out, disfigured ligaments indeed. It was a seed who would grow up just as crazy as she. Don't dare make fun of that baby, cause that baby was me. I'm a criminal, an animal caged to turn crazed. But how the fuck you supposed to grow up when you weren't raised? So as I got older and I got a lot taller, my dick shrunk smaller, but my balls got larger. I drank more liquor to fuck you up quicker than you'd wanna fuck me up for saying the word. My morals went when the president got oral sex in his Oval Office on top of his desk, off of his own employee. Now don't ignore me, you won't avoid me, you can't miss me. I'm white, blonde hair, and my nose is pointy. I'm the bad guy who makes fun of people that die in plane crashes and lasts as long as it ain't happened to him. Slim Shady, I'm as crazy as him, and him and Kim combined. The maniacs in place of the doctor, cause Dre couldn't make it today. He's a little
under the weather, so I'm taking his place. Oh, that's Dre with an AK to his face. Don't make me kill him too and spray his brains all over the place. I told you, Dre, you should have kept that thing put away. I guess that'll teach you not to let me play with it.
Alright, look, just go up in that motherfucker, get the motherfucking money and get the fuck up out of here.
Alright.
I'll be right here waiting on you.
Alright.
Yo, M.
What?
Don't kill nobody this time.
Alright. God damn. Focus on.
Hi.
How you doing?
How can I help you?
Yeah, I need to make a withdrawal. Okay. Put the fucking money in the bag, bitch, and I won't kill you.
Oh my God, don't
I'm kill not me. Gonna kill you, bitch. Just looking around.
Don't kill me. Just
I
home.
Said I'm
don't
not gonna
me.
Fucking kill
don't
you.
Help me.
Hurry the fuck up. Thank you. Windows tinted on my ride when I drive in it. So when I rob a bank, run out and just dive in it. So I be disguised in it. And if anybody identifies the guy in it, I hide for 5 minutes. Come back, shoot the eyewitness. Fire at the private eye, hide the pride of my business. Die, bitches, bastards, rats, pets. This puppy's lucky I didn't blast his ass yet. If I ever gave a fuck, I'd shave my nuts. Tuck my dick in between my legs and cluck. You motherfucking chickens ain't brave enough to say the stuff I say, so this tape is shut. Shit after shit I say, I just make it up to make you mad. So kiss my white naked ass. And if it's not a rapper that I make it as, I'ma be a fucking rapist in a Jason mask. I'm a criminal.
Cause every time I write a rhyme, people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word, I just flip in the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a
criminal.
Cause every time I write a rhyme, think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word. I just written the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm a
criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I guess I'm a
criminal.
I don't gotta say a word. I just written the bird and keep going. I don't take shit from no one. I'm
a criminal.
Every time I write a rhyme, these people think it's a crime to tell them what's on my mind. I